People of the West are being told that Putin is so bad that nuclear war is a reasonable option to get rid of him. And if you think this may be true, I urge you first to take the time to watch Oliver Stone's interview with Vladimir Putin and see for yourself if this one man is worth starting a war over. The mainstream talking point is that Vladimir Putin is a killer because he was in the KGB. But what they won't tell you is that he resigned from the KGB because he did not agree with their methods. He described communism as a blind alley far away from the mainstream of civilization. He is a patriot of old Russia, the thousand-year melting pot of many cultures, and for his entire leadership has sought peace with NATO. For a brief moment, it looked as if President Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev were going to end the mutual assured destruction arms race between the two countries. But by the time Putin got a seat at the table, the mood had changed. Putin tells us that President Clinton tried persuading him to join the U.S. in leaving the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty of 1972. Citing an ambiguous threat from Iran as an excuse.
President Clinton,
Putin suggested that if they were to abandon this foundation of arms control, then they should develop a new anti-ballistic agreement.
Я должен сказать, что мы предложили работать над системой противоракетной обороны совместно. Соединенные Штаты, Россия и Европа. В конечном итоге, как это ни печально, наши партнеры от этого предложения отказались.
The United States had other plans, and after 9/11, President Bush announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. After doing this, the U.S. then began developing missile systems around Russia's borders.
Это будет означать не что иное, как еще один виток гонки вооружений.
Putin has been assisting the United States in the war against terror and has seen how the U.S. have been using terrorist groups against Russia.
На мой взгляд, важная вещь. У нас сложилось абсолютно устойчивое мнение тогда, не но тогда, что наши партнеры американские на словах говорят о поддержке России, говорят о необходимых готовности к сотрудничеству, в том числе в борьбе с терроризмом, а на самом деле используют этих террористов для раскачки внутриполитической ситуации в России.
When US-backed terrorists in Georgia attacked South Ossetia, Russia moved in to defend civilians, and the American media spun it as if Russia was the aggressor. When an overwhelming majority of Crimeans voted to join Russia, the Western media spun it as if Russia had coerced them. In 2012, the U.S. State Department openly meddled in Russia's elections. And in 2014, they orchestrated a violent overthrow of the Ukrainian government in plain view. Early this year, the U.S. State Department threatened to shut down the Nord Stream pipeline.
If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Followed by President Biden.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine. Again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
And now it appears as if the U.S. has done it, as the State Department brags about it. While NATO desperately seeks world domination, the Russian Foreign Ministry has built an alliance with the majority of the world, an alliance backed by sound money that respects national sovereignty and strives for world peace. At this point, it seems fairly obvious that if Americans don't wake up to the fact that they are no longer the good guys, then they stand to lose all the freedoms that America used to stand for. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And Biden shut down our big pipeline.
Think about a world
without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. When I grow up, I want to take down the New World Order. Side of our lives, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it's Wednesday, October 5th, 2022, and I'm going to be here in the next 3 hours ahead of our special fourth-hour guest, taking your phone calls and covering the waterfront, and it is a crazy world. A lot of bad stuff's happening, but humanity is awakening at an explosive rate, and the enemies of liberty are scared. We are an American band. We're an American broadcast. We're an American vision. We're going to restore the republic and become the light of the world once again under Jesus Christ. Whoa! When you are over the target, you are under attack. And that's where we are, over the target, on this live October 5th transmission. Okay, it's incredibly serious news. Let me try to control myself, that I've never been able to just read the stack headlines without diving into one of the stacks. It's like that old 1970s ad with the owl. And they asked the wise owl, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? And he says, 1, 2, 3, 3, because he can't control himself. He has to bite into the Tootsie Pop. I'm not advertising for Tootsie Pop, but I think I was never able to actually just lick one until it was down to the chocolate. I always been into it as well. And that's what I do here with these headlines, and they're insane. So let me see if I can actually just do it today for the first time in 28 years. White House panics as gasoline prices rebound. Mulls export ban blast OPEC. Calls OPEC hostile, basically threatens war. OPEC announces big cuts in oil production despite U.S. pressure. Now, this headline says it all. White House launches last-ditch effort to dissuade OPEC from cutting oil production to avoid total disaster. So, wait a minute. Biden kills over 2,000 pipeline spurs, over 100 major pipelines, including the Gigantor finished Keystone, runs all these policies, clearly blows up Nord Stream 2 and 1, and then says it's a total disaster caused because OPEC can't continue to blast at this level and produce all this oil. Unbelievable. Cut off U.S. oil production, blow up pipelines, shut off pipelines, and then turn around and blame OPEC. Saudi Arabia and Russia plan deep oil cuts in defiance of U.S. Financial Times of London. U.S. oil group urges Biden to take fuel export ban off the table. That'll only cause prices to go up even more. The White House is reportedly weighing a controversial measure to lower gas prices ahead of the midterms, and it's all in his executive order from a year and a half ago. We're going to hit that stack. Then, huge election fraud news on multiple fronts breaking. CEO of U.S. election software firm, Conic, arrested for storing data on servers in China. Where have I heard that before? Huge COVID-19 news. Breaking, ICANN wins lawsuit forcing CDC to turn over V-safe COVID vaccine injury data, shows 7.7% seek medical care after the vaccine, directly contributing to that, and 25% have serious side effects. And it gets more insane in that stat. They're going to tie it with a flashback to the military campaign to influence public opinion, continued after defense chief shut it down. And that's in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Europe, everywhere, the same program, a total psychological warfare operation. Then we've got the situation in Ukraine deteriorating very, very quickly. Musk plan to end Russian war infuriates Ukraine on Twitter. They're now threatening to take him out because he doesn't want a nuclear war. Also, he's now renewed his deal to go ahead and buy Twitter. And it's amazing the text messages and emails of Elon Musk that came out in the Twitter suit against him. He tried to back out of the deal because he found out they were a fraud. About a third of their traffic was bots. You get to see Elon Musk talking about the New World Order, about tyranny, about the left, about censorship. It's pretty amazing stuff. That is all coming up today. Then, this is breaking mainstream news. Biden regime paid $12 million to censor political opponents on enemies list, interfere in elections. Guess who's on the list? The last few patriots left on Twitter and Instagram, people like Jack Posobiec. Of course, I'm on the list. I was on the list 4 years ago, but I was taken off everything, so I was removed from that list. Then we've got MSNBC national political correspondent gives Democrats the bad news for the midterms as more and more of even their skewed polls show massive Republican domination and sweep. We'll also look at the DOJ now moving to prosecute parents who refuse to let the state take control of their children's destiny and put them on the fast track at age 11 to be chemically or physically castrated and to have their breasts cut off. Can't make that up. Sounds like some type of Hellraiser satire, but it's real. Continuing, Florida faces grim reality. Hurricane Ian is deadliest storm in state since 1935. And folks, hurricanes since the 50s have been least severe and have not been as intense. That's all the metrics from NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. But when the data is real, we'll report it. This is the strongest since 1935. And probably as strong as any hurricane that's hit Florida since meteorology was developed in the last 120 years. So the Democrats call every storm the biggest. They say that the storms are getting stronger. Overall, they're not. They're getting weaker. But this one was a big daddy. And it killed a lot of people. And DeSantis and the state workers and local workers and corporate folks are doing a badass job, according to every metric, in Florida. So we salute that great management of Governor DeSantis and the great folks in the amazing state of Florida. Now, that's just some of what we're going to cover. But I'm here today. I was supposed to testify in Connecticut, and I went up there, and I did three press conferences. And then yesterday afternoon, the judge said, okay, remember, Jones can't say over 12 things, can't say he's innocent, can't bring any of this up. And if he does anything I don't want other than yes, no, or I don't know, I will have him arrested for 6 weeks in, 6 months in jail. That's how long they have in Connecticut, and she said she'd do it. So it was a total trap. It's not really testifying. I would just be a puppet up there to try to fool the jury that it's an actual trial where she's already found me guilty. They've had weeks and weeks of people running on for days apiece, lying about me, saying I did all these things I didn't do, claiming I sent people to deface kids' graves, claiming I, you know, did, I mean, just total baloney. Oh, look, mean comments on YouTube to political Sandy Hook families that are out pushing gun control. It's Alex Jones's fault that they got in the political arena and people don't like it. It's unbelievable, but that's how they've rigged this. They're going to get some giant verdict. They've already said I'm guilty. And the good news is I don't have any money. And to expand on that, we have a plan under Chapter 5 bankruptcy where this company will continue on for years. And as long as we have the funds, we're going to appeal all of these rigged court cases. And even mainline analysts and judges say this must be overturned or they've created new law to be able to shut down anybody they want, which may be the case, but we're going to keep fighting on here. Here's Norm Pattis today trying to explain why I didn't testify and the judge shut him down.
The language that we agreed to is based on information provided to the court by the defense. I previously informed you that Mr. Jones intended to testify in the defense case. Mr. Jones has now elected not to do so, as is his right.
How about if I just say the last sentence? Mr. Jones has elected not to testify, as is his right.
He's instructed me, he'd like me to say to Drake, I know I can't, that he's boycotting these proceedings because he feels that he's on the horns of a trilemma. If he testifies in accord with the court's orders, he'll be committing perjury. If he violates the court orders, it's criminal contempt. If he takes the fifth, he gets an adverse inference. And so from Mr. Jones's perspective, by operation of law, he's been placed in an untenable position and has chosen to boycott.
Now, I can't address what his thought process is. I'm not going there. So,
Yeah, that's right. The families can talk for days apiece, say whatever they want, but my lawyer isn't even allowed to talk either. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the Globalist Stone documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine, documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022. Is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vaso Beach, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Who gave Starlink equipment to the Ukrainians that they've been using to create robot boats to blow up Russian ships and direct their drones, said, you know, this is headed towards nuclear war, just like Henry Kissinger did last week, and just like the Pope warned again. Pope said this needs to stop. Pope's certainly not a good guy in my view, but I don't think he wants nuclear war. But there we have it. We have Zelensky and these maniacs and the Azov battalions who literally hail Hitler. I mean, they do. It's not Russian propaganda. And I don't like Russia invading. I said it was going to be a bad thing. I'm not for what Russia's doing either. But this is insane, ladies and gentlemen. And then the nerve, the gaslighting. Stacey Abrams, you remember, in 2018, contested her election there for 2 years in Georgia. And now they are removing videos of Democrats contesting the 2020 election or the 2016 election, all the previous elections of the last few decades, them contesting it the same way Republicans did. Stacey Abrams, we have the video coming up at the end of the hour. She gets up there now this weekend and says, I never contested the election and you shouldn't be allowed to contest elections, when she's famous for contesting elections and contesting her own election for 2 years, two plus years. They just lie and they lie and they lie. And the reason I raise that, the reason I bring that up is it's total gaslighting. Think about it. Google and Facebook, it came out last week, are removing and blocking hundreds of videos that are viral, some of them old. I mean, they're all old, but some have been up there for years, including new ones that are being uploaded that are compilations showing Democrats saying the Republicans stole the election in 2016. We need to overturn the election, on and on and on, including Kamala Harris, including all of them, basically, so that we can't show that and show what hypocrites they are. They are literally memory-holing thing like Joseph Stalin used to do, having the newspapers airbrush out photos of people that he had assassinated or put in a gulag. And it's the same thing with energy. Under Obama, they shut down close to 1,000 coal power plants in this country. When you're flying across the country in an airplane, you can look down all over the country and see coal power plants that aren't on. There's no water vapor. There's no carbon dioxide coming out the top. They're closed. And since Obama, energy prices in America have roughly, when it comes to electricity, tripled. They're up 56% nationwide just since Biden got in for electric bills, because he's continued in the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, to shut down more coal power plants that are left. When Texas a year and a half ago had that big storm hit, that blue norther, that polar vortex, Texas 5 days before sent an emergency letter to the feds and said, please let us turn up the energy. And they said, no, you can't turn up your coal power plants. They're set under federal law to this. We're not giving you the authorization. Criminal penalties if you do. So the power went out for 2 weeks on average. He shut down the Keystone Pipeline. He shut down thousands of spurs, over 100 other pipelines. Now Democrats are trying to shut down two big pipelines that are 60 years old out of Canada coming in that feed the Midwest. We are under attack. Then they turn around and shut down most oil drilling in the Arctic Refuge and in the Gulf of Mexico and on all the public lands in the United States, crippling us. We went from number one producer in the world to number three overnight. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And then he turns around, just like he blamed gas stations a few months ago for gas prices being high, when all the metrics show that that's not who was doing it. Then he blamed Russia for it, and certainly the war exacerbated it. And now he's blaming OPEC, saying that it's OPEC's fault, and that OPEC needs to continue to up its production, even though they can't even keep it at this level. So they're announcing cuts to the historic production, and he's basically saying it's an act of war. Look at these headlines. White House panics as gasoline prices rebound. Mulls export ban blast OPEC as hostile acts. OPEC announcements a big cut to oil production despite U.S. pressure. Now here's the key one out of CNN. White House launches last-ditch effort to dissuade OPEC from cutting oil production to avoid total disaster. So they've created the total disaster, blown up Nord Stream 2, sabotaged Nord Stream 1. They're cutting off stuff all over the world. If they don't own it, they blow it up. If they control it regulatorily, they shut it down in the U.S., and then they turn around, these globalist post-industrial terrorists who want to bring us to our knees and say that it's OPEC. The Biden administration has launched a full-scale pressure campaign in a last-ditch effort to dissuade Middle Eastern allies from dramatically cutting oil production, according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. They say they're trying to avoid a total disaster. Saudi Arabia and Russia plan deep oil cuts in defiance of the U.S. Saudi Arabia is seeking to raise oil prices at a critical meeting in Vienna in a move set to anger the U.S. and aid Russia. Riyadh and Moscow and other producers are poised to announce deep cuts at a meeting of the OPEC cartel on Wednesday, according to people with knowledge of the discussions. So they cut U.S. oil production to squeeze the American people into submission and then blame other people. Absolutely crazy. U.S. Oil Group urges Biden to take fuel export ban off the table because, you see, they're trying to cut world energy to cause a world depression. The U.S. could supply the whole damn world. So, see, he's shut off our pipeline, shut down the permitting processes, leveraged everything he can to drive up prices, depleted the strategic oil reserve, blown up pipelines, done all this other garbage, and then wants to blame Middle Eastern producers because they're supposedly causing the problem. Just incredible. The White House is reportedly weighing a controversial measure to lower gas prices ahead of midterm elections. And when you read into this, you go back to the executive order of January 28th last year, when he was only in office 8 days, Biden makes sweeping changes to oil and gas supply. What did he do? Shut down the Keystone Pipeline, killed the permitting. It goes on and on. You should go read his executive order for yourself. Here it is from whitehouse.gov, executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. And what did Blinken say last week, the Secretary of State? He said, this is a good opportunity, this pipeline being blown up, to get us off of fossil fuels. This is the Great Reset. And what has the head of the Energy Department, the head of the Department of Transportation, what have they all said? We're in a transition, and we're cutting off the energy on purpose to make you get off fossil fuels, even though there's not enough discovered lithium and nickel and other metals they need for these batteries in the world. And they're shutting down the coal power plants that, again, you'd need all those 1,000 coal power plants they've estimated major studies turned back on if half the U.S. went to electrical cars by 2030 like they want. But instead, they're cutting off the electricity, and then every time there's power outages in California and other areas, they say, don't charge your electric car because there's not enough power, and the idiots that buy the electric cars don't understand that. They're not bringing us electric cars as the new thing that's going to be the new innovation. It's the excuse and pretext to pull the rug out from under us and shut society down and turn everything into the equivalent of these blue city hells. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to hit the latest on election news, the war, and so much more. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together. This family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
By the will of God and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Now it takes a few weeks for this high quality iodine to kick in. But almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The New World Order is not coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. It's an automated technocracy that surveils and censors and manipulates every form of your life. It is a program of absolute total enslavement by design. But if the public of the world is aware of the enemy operation, it will never succeed. And that's why they're in full panic mode at the UN, the full panic mode in every globalist controlled country, admitting that if they can't censor us and if they can't silence you, they're going to lose. I'm going to hit some major election news here with 34 days to the midterms and tie it into Bolsonaro and what's happening around the world and so much more. But first, I want to thank listeners for your support over the years, and I want to encourage you to realize now is the most important part of the fight we've reached yet. And we're headed towards the crescendo, or the finale in this phase of human development, and the whole future of our species is being decided right now. And you cannot underestimate how effective this broadcast and your support of it has been. We need your support to stay on air. We have a plan to indefinitely be able to stay on air unless they launch a fake cyber attack and turn the power off, and that's something the globalists are probably looking to do. I've got more mainline articles with the elites fleeing to New Zealand, fleeing to Tasmania, fleeing to Kauai, Hawaii, fleeing to remote areas of rural Canada in armored fortresses. This is serious, but we are affecting the battle space right now and letting people know that it's the New World Order that's behind it. So I want to thank you all for your previous support. I want to tell you, now is the time to get products you absolutely need. At preparetoday.com or preparewithalex.com, so this takes the same place, you have the highest quality, super low price food ready to ship in the warehouse to you at preparetoday.com. And for the rest of this month, the big special is $200 off on a three-month food supply. And there's a lot of different varieties and variants you can get. It comes in great, sturdy, waterproof packaging, great for transport, great for concealment. Everybody should go to preparetoday.com, especially if you haven't started prepping and getting ready. The globalists are all doing it. Anybody that works in the government, I can tell you, that's smart's doing it. Anybody at high-level corporations is already doing it. The elites have already fled to the countryside. They're planning something big. You need storable food that lasts more than a decade and is nutritious and good. There's a lot of other great preparedness items, top of the line at low prices, and survival gear at preparetoday.com. Also, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can buy The Great Reset and the War for the World that's been off and on, the number one book in the last month in the world, Exposing the Globalist Program. The book is exclusively available with signed copies as a fundraiser. I want to thank those of you that have done that. I want to encourage those of you that haven't to get the book signed or get it unsigned if you want to give it as a gift. Do your Christmas shopping now. Don't fight the lines. Don't fight all the garbage that's coming up, the crime, the streets, the rest of it. Support InfoWars and do your Christmas shopping early and get a copy or a couple copies of The Great Reset, either signed or unsigned, at InfoWarsStore.com. And separately, this week only, and then the biggest sale of the year so far has to end. We'll have another big sale in early December. And that is all of our great supplements that are the highest end, highest quality out there for 40 to 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 is all three types of good iodine that are absorbable into the body in your cells. Learn about IQ reduction. Learn about all the health problems associated with iodine deficiency. The UN admits over 2 billion people have serious cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine. What it does for your energy, what it does for your libido, what it does for your cells, your immune system. Everyone should be on Survival Shield X3, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off. The 1,100% of the daily allowance of organic vitamin C, rose hips, and zinc, turbocharging your whole body and immune system, 50% off. DNA Force Plus with the CoQ10, the PQQ of the highest quality and more to clean out your telomeres and cells. Everybody should be taking it going into the fall and winter. It's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Okay. Let's get into this news ahead of the unbelievable. I mean, every day it gets more insane. It is admitted that these vaccines erase your immune system. It is admitted they give you blood clots, cancer, infertility, heart attacks, heart swelling, strokes. And now just mainline, totally prestigious studies on top of prestigious studies every day are just pouring out government documents. They knowingly did this. And many top scientists are estimating that children that do have heart problems from these shots will be dead within 5 years. I mean, that's coming up next segment. We've got to keep exposing this so that they don't continue to try to force the injections. And there's some good news we've got in that pile of evil to cover. Let's hit the censorship right now. There's so much of this, and it all ties together. Washington, D.C. Democrats approved plan allowing illegal aliens to vote. They're also going around the country doing similar things in California and Illinois. Remember we told you they'd do that? Now it's out in the open. Remember New York giving out driver's license to all the illegal aliens the last few years? Breaking, CEO of U.S. election software firm Conic arrested for storing data on Chinese servers. You, 51, Eugene Yu, the CEO and software firm Conic, has been arrested in connection to the storage of data on Chinese servers. U51 was arrested yesterday just outside of Lansing, Michigan, after prosecutors allege he improperly stored the information on servers in China, according to Los Angeles County District Attorney. You, as the chief executive officer of the company, named, and it goes on from there. And what have all the experts been telling us? Most of these big tech company, voting machine companies, are storing it in China for some reason. I'm not going to play the video, but here's the text of it. Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams shamelessly and falsely claims she never denied the outcome of her 2018 election, even though there's countless compilations of videos of her saying that. If I have time next hour, I'm going to get to that. So all of these are censoring citizens' votes, blocking citizens' votes, censoring the will of the people. But here's a sterling example. And the Republican Party has documented this in lawsuits that are coming out. This is a key story. In 3 days, Google spammed, said they were spammed, 23 million Republican Party emails, GOP claims bias. So Google doesn't deny that they're calling the majority of Republican emails spam and blocking them when Google's about half the email in the U.S. They're not blocking Democrat emails. It's less than 10%. But they're blocking the majority of Republican emails. Folks, when you send out an InfoWars article, or you send out a DeSantis article, or you send out anything pro-America, or exposing, brainwashing children or sterilizing children, you've got to reach out to your friends and family and make sure they're getting it and make sure they go in the spam folder. Almost everything InfoWars goes in a spam folder. That's why everybody's got to get their spam folders, share the articles and videos of people, and then send another email without InfoWars link saying, hey, I just sent you a key article they don't want you to see. Check your spam folder. And then people start actually looking in the spam folder. This is a big deal. This can change elections. This can change everything. If we can't communicate, we're going to lose. So use email, use text messages, use word of mouth, and realize that's the real war. And the good news is, I was in Connecticut yesterday, got up at like 6 a.m., went in the kitchen to cook breakfast with Rob Dew at the Airbnb we were staying at, and turned on C-SPAN, and for an hour and a half, we cooked breakfast, ate breakfast, and watched the Washington Journal. 90% of the callers were anti-New World Order, anti-Bill Gates, anti-Klaus Schwab, anti-Biden, exposing global warming as a fraud, because that was the question, what do you think of man-made climate change? And literally, 90% of the calls were destroying them. People are awake, and they're using every place you can to get the info out. Get past the censors. Go to your city council. Go to your school board. They're scared of you doing that. Peacefully tell the truth and then give out key URLs and tell folks to go to the censored URLs. And I recommend InfoWars.com as the top of the stack because the enemy fears it. We'll be right back with massive news on the poison shots. Stay with us. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please, visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, products, highest quality, 50% off. Supermelt Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Crayola, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarStore.com. It's the InfoWar Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermelt Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Crayola, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalists. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every day, hundreds of prominent scientists and researchers and doctors and cardiologists are coming out confirming what we told you 2+ years ago. This is a death shot.
Well, we're fairly new to the scene. Obviously, a prominent heart doctor in the UK. We saw him speaking out on GBN News back in October. Well, now he's written maybe two of the most important papers to be written about the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA vaccines. It's getting a lot of press. It's getting a lot of attention. In many ways, you could say he's going viral. He's on the news. He's doing, conferences and talking about this. So this is just a taste of really the new star on the block when it comes to transparency and a passion for the scientific method. I'm talking about Dr. Ashim Malhotra. Take a look at this.
I was one of the first people to have the COVID-19 vaccine.
I helped out in a vaccine center. I was on Good Morning Britain helping tackle vaccine hesitancy.
I did not conceive of the possibility that a vaccine could cause any real harm at all. It wasn't even anywhere in my brain. Over a few months, conversations with various people started to make me think a little bit differently.
I'm somebody from a very prestigious British institution, cardiology department, researcher, a whistleblower, if you like, contacted me to say that the researchers in this department had found inflammation from imaging studies around the coronary arteries, and they had a meeting, and these researchers at the moment have decided they're not going to publish their findings because they are concerned about losing research money from the drug industry. Knowing this information, which is very concerning, Stephen Gundry's paper in Circulation, and also anecdotal evidence. I mean, I have a lot of interaction with the cardiology community across the UK, And anecdotally, I've been getting told by colleagues that they are seeing younger and younger people coming in with heart attacks. We have 14,000 extra unexplained out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in this country alone. Israel data.
No one wants to talk about.
Israel data, 16 to 39-year-olds, they did a very rigorous analysis, 25% increase in heart attacks and out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in 16 to 39-year-olds, specifically associated with the vaccine, not associated with COVID.
I was under the impression the vaccine would prevent transmission. We obviously now know that's completely false. That isn't true. We don't even know if it was true at the beginning.
Now, a lot of listeners are going to say, Alex, you and your guest told us this 2.5 years ago before they even rolled it out. How did you know? It's in all the documents. CDC covered their ass in that document in October 2020, predicting it all. Now, you're going to see more and more prominent doctors and scientists and cardiologists come out and confirm that. And people get mad at them and say, why didn't they do it early on? Because they were under Stockholm Syndrome. Because they were projecting their own decency and goodness onto Big Pharma and the system. Or they were scared of losing their funding. Or both. And so, yeah, this guy's a day late and a dollar short. But it doesn't matter. There's so many of these top scientists and prominent people coming out now. The globalists didn't want this to happen. They wanted to hit us with this attack, move on to the next distraction. They thought they could intimidate everybody. This was a big test to see if they could do future bio attacks in the future. And hit you with a bioweapon that then also hit you with a vaccine that's even worse, that isn't a vaccine. But it's blowing up in their face, and that's the good news. And so anytime I feel persecuted, anytime I feel down, anytime I see the forces of evil at every level, not just corporate, not just governmental, but also this is a fight between good versus evil. And there are people that are dialed into evil, and a lot of them don't even know it, who then act out against InfoWars and act out against what we do on air, because it's a spiritual situation. And it's the influence they're under. Here's some of the headlines. Breaking. ICAN wins lawsuit forcing CDC to turn over V-safe COVID vaccine inquiry data. Shows 7.7% seek medical care after the shot, right after it. 25% have serious side effects. Informed Consent Action Network just recently won a major lawsuit brought against the CDC requiring the agency to turn over its V-safe COVID vaccine injury data. In order to collect health evaluations following vaccine against COVID-19, the CDC delivered a tool called V-safe that runs on smartphones. Over 10 million participants signed up and submitted their data. Then they covered up what it found. Because they want to monitor how they're killing you at the top. They just don't want people then to use that data against them. Here's another headline. Doctor claims 50% of children who suffer myocarditis due to COVID vaccines will be dead in 5 years. Well, that's what the previous studies of regular myocarditis show, but this vaccine or this Frankenshot-induced system has a much higher rate. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've all seen the death and carnage. Here's the report. Doctor claims 50% of children who suffer myocarditis due to the COVID vaccine will be dead within 5 years. Stories on Infowars.com. Absolutely bone-chilling what they're up to. This is out of the L.A. Times. California pauses plans to require COVID-19 vaccines for school children because there is no law. It's a lie when they say it's a law. And so what are they doing? They're trying to pass a law. Student vaccine mandates fall like dominoes. But in New York and in California, other states, they are trying to pass laws to make it mandatory. COVID-19 update. Unvaccinated school employees will no longer be required to test weekly. All that harassment. And here's the law. LA Times. All California school children must be vaccinated against COVID-19 under new bill. So they're pushing to get legislation in place for forced injection of whatever they want to put into our bodies. Here's a clip I want to play of Alex Berenson, company that funded bat research, the Wuhan lab, just got even more money. They got tens of millions from Bill Gates and others to produce the weapon, and now they're being rewarded again. Here's the clip.
It's hard to believe. I'm reading the script, and I'm thinking this can't really be happening. Is it actually happening?
But yeah, it's actually happening. This time the research will be in Laos, Myanmar, and in Thailand, I believe. So, but aside from that, it's basically the same research that they were doing in China in the years leading up to SARS-CoV-2's emergence, yes.
May I ask an obvious and never-asked question? Why wouldn't you do this research in the United States?
Well,
I mean,
the bats are there. And so if you're going to, and you know, you have to actually like capture the bats and get whatever viruses that, you know, they're carrying in order to perform the research. Now here's, look, I think you know, and I think my readers know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay? But it's hard to understand why the NIH is doing this. They know there's going to be blowback here, okay? They know that as soon as you talk about this or I talk about this, there's going to be blowback here. So there's really only two reasons that I can think of that they would do this. One is it's just a pure power play. It's just to say to Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson, we don't care what you think. This guy's our guy, and we're going to continue to fund him. The other is a bit darker, which is, you know, there's this community of virologists out there that won't admit that this probably came out of a lab, and they continue to insist on natural origins, that somehow this jumped from a bat to a human or from a bat to a...
No, that's not why this is happening. Gain-of-function research is illegal in the U.S., so in 2015, Obama funded it through the National Institutes of Health to Peter Daszak, and with Bill Gates' money, moved it to Wuhan. It's all on record. I told everybody almost 3 years ago. This January, this coming up January and February, it'll be 3 years since we laid out. You can go back to those shows from February and March of 2020, and it's exactly what now happened. And I love everybody's got a preface. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Well, that means you're a dumbass? Well, we can't say they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. That's a conspiracy theory. They're bragging they did it. And I'm not mad at the guest on Tucker. It's just two steps forward, two steps back here. Peter Daszak got on TV and bragged in 2019 that they created COVID. It's in government documents they had the COVID created in 2018. We've covered it all ad nauseum. They made it. They released it. In November of 2019, Peter Daszak sent orders through the Bill Gates Foundation to the four big vaccine makers, mRNA and virus vector makers, to create the same effect with the spike protein. They ordered him to make it. They had it ready. They rolled it out. They made the chimera virus. They released it. They had the poison vaccine injection already prepared. It's all there in the emails. It's all there in the facts. It's all there. Now as we discover that it's all true and it is killing us, even the people that are supposedly on our side, I'm not talking about Tucker, but the guest, just either are dumb or aren't telling us the whole truth. And I quite frankly am sick of it. I didn't risk my life and do all this to sit here and have half measures. These people did this on purpose, on record. They need to be indicted. They need to be arrested. They need to be tried. They need to be imprisoned. These are crimes against humanity, damn it. And now they're giving six-month-old babies the shots. Now they want to give them to newborns. You're going to put up with this crap? Hour number two is going to be jam-packed with your phone calls, the latest war news, huge Elon Musk news, and so much more. And I'll give the number out. Stay with us. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today, because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tonight, a heartbroken mother telling us her teenage son died after unknowingly taking a lethal dose of fentanyl.
The Georgia Department of Health now warning that 66 people in Georgia have overdosed on the drug in the last month alone, the youngest only 10 years of age.
The 72,000 Americans last year who died from fentanyl poisoning. That's more than the entirety of Vietnam, the entire Vietnam War.
Migrant children pouring into our area on flights chartered by the feds. Former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino says that's what you're seeing on this video from a distance at Westchester County Airport. And he says the number of flights is increasing.
We have no answers about basic questions like who's coming here, where are they being settled or taken to.
The News 4 Jax I-Team is digging into claims that the federal government is flying illegal immigrants into Jacksonville in the dark of night as the Biden administration tries to handle the flood of people crossing into the U.S. along the southern border.
But I see the arrogance.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured. I will use the word lured. Under false pretenses, they were taken to Martha's Vineyard from what we can gather for little more than a photo op, video op, and then they were unceremoniously stranded in Martha's Vineyard.
As far as the border, we're taking unprecedented action. We had to fix something that was broken, especially by the last administration. We've secured record levels. This is what we have been able to do, of funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
You know, doing it for the sake of a headline, what we're seeing with these governors is irresponsible, and it's inhumane. It's inhumane.
And the evil.
Biden and the Democrats, you tell me, look at their faces. You tell me which one of these 20%, 20 to 40% of these children are going to go missing.
And the corruption.
Well, think about this, okay? People came into this country illegally, violating our laws, okay? And the first thing they do is get lawyers and use our laws to sue an elected governor, to sue a state.
And the chutzpah.
We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
And there's really not even words to describe it. The Democratic Party, working for the UN and the globalists, does a worldwide lockdown, opens the borders, floods us with tens of millions of people, and then the Republicans ship 50 people to the Naval Observatory in D.C., where the vice president puppet lives, Kamala Harris, and they ship 48 people to Martha's Vineyard, and they ship a few thousand to Chicago, and they literally call it human trafficking, and they call it illegal, when they're the ones running it all. It's just so insane to watch them say, we are so enriched by the 48 illegal aliens that came here in Martha's Vineyard, but we shipped them all away, and to see gushing articles how good the left is and how wonderful they are, and to see Twitter leftists celebrating how they love migrants when they're the first people that don't want any of these folks around them. It is just incredible. when we're there over the last few years showing children being handed to random men to be put in vans and driven to God knows where, true human smuggling, the left loves it. They cover it up. They say, oh, Jones staged that footage of kids being loaded in a van. No, it was real. But then when they do it, it's a good thing. And then when Republicans just take a few people that were already vetted and released, about to be flown to Florida, and when the states fly that up, when the states do that, they totally freak out. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back broadcasting worldwide on this live Wednesday, October 5th transmission. Now, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to open the phones up and take your phone calls. Today, we're going to do first-time callers. Any subject, any issue you want to raise, I love the wild card nature. We only screen your calls to make sure you've got a good phone line. And we can clearly hear you. You agree, you disagree, you've got a question, you've got a comment. I love the spin-the-wheel nature of a free-for-all. But I would like to get your take on the war escalating, on the pipeline being blown up, on the open borders, on the scientists and mainline studies confirming the shots erase your immune system, make you get infected, make you get sick, make you die. They don't give you any protection. In fact, they make you sicker. I mean, all this is confirmed. From 96% effective to makes you sick and die. What needs to happen next here? What do we do about the massive censorship that's only intensifying? Now Google admits they're censoring most conservatives' email so you can't share news and information. I mean, it's everywhere. 4 years ago, it's Alex Jones. 2 years ago, it's Donald Trump. Now it's everybody. This is just insane. Do we recognize how far they've taken us? We don't want to be the frog in the boiling pot. We want to get out of the pot, and that's what this broadcast is all about. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, first-time callers today. There's so much more to get into, obviously, here, and it just makes my head spin. Look at this headline. DHS frees 300,000 illegals with tracking devices, and the illegals accept them. They don't have to take shots like the troops or the medical workers or everybody else that's been bullied into it outside of law. The UN said last year, oh, you can't give the migrants the shots. They're experimental. That's illegal to make people take shots. So the illegal aliens don't have to take the shots, but the citizens do. But why do the illegals take the tracker chips and the tracker cards and the tracker bracelets? Because it directs them, and they're given a cell phone, it's reported. The government gives them a cell phone and a tracker system, either on the cell phone or in a credit card, or some are even given bracelets. And then it directs them where to go to be signed up for welfare, signed up for sweatshops, because they'll get welfare and have a job. Democrats skim off the top. And then they're told where to go vote using the name of a dead person or somebody who moved out of the state or district. DHS frees 300,000 illegals with tracking devices. Report, President Joe Biden's administration has reportedly released vastly expanded use of a program that sets loose illegal aliens in the U.S. who are then monitored via phones and tracking devices while their immigration applications are being processed, that takes on average 4 years. There are 316,700 migrants enrolled in the government's so-called Alternatives to Detention program, September 24th, up 266%. This is just absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely out of control. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. I see the calls. I've already loaded the phone lines up. Simon, Sean, Jim, and others, your calls are coming up in just a few minutes. But let me hit this news. This just broke minutes ago. Italian fighter jets intercept four Russian warplanes near the Polish border, forced them to return to Kaliningrad, the military reports. Italian fighter jets participating in a NATO air policing mission in Poland intercepted Russian aircraft that allegedly entered the Polish airspace, the country's air force said today. Another immediate takeoff of the Italian Air Force Eurofighters engaged in air policing activities in Poland to intercept four Russian fighters after they had entered the Polish airspace and Swedish airspace before then being forced to return to Kaliningrad airspace, the Italian Air Force wrote. Musk planned to end Russian war infuriates Ukraine on Twitter. Associated Press. Government ministers tweeted images of Elon Musk in a Russian uniform in a jail cell in shackles. The government then began to have discussions about putting him on the enemies list, like they've done with the founder of Pink Floyd, who's criticized the war. So it doesn't matter that Musk gave him all the satellite systems and the Starlink and the rest of it. He's worried about nuclear war and just said that Ukraine should try a peace deal with Putin, and for that, he's now being threatened. Let's play this clip. Columbia professor Jeffrey Sachs, who's very respected, yanked off the air after accusing the U.S. of sabotaging Nord Stream pipeline. And they just cut him off because you're not allowed to tell the truth. Blinken can say they blew it up. Biden could threaten to blow it up. You could have all the evidence the globalists did it. But then if you call it out, you get censored. That's how the New World Order works. Here's the clip.
Well, Europe is in a very, very sharp economic downturn. The sharp decline of output and living standards also shows up as a rise of prices. But the main fact is that the European economy is getting hammered by this, by the sudden cutoff of energy. And now, to make it definitive, the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, which I would bet was a U.S. action, perhaps U.S. and Poland. This is
speculation. All right, Jeff, we got to stop there. That's quite a statement as well. Why do you feel that was a U.S. action? What evidence do you have of that?
Well, first of all, there's direct radar evidence that U.S. Helicopters, military helicopters that are normally based in Gdansk, were circling over this area. We also had the threats from the United States earlier in this year that one way or another, we are going to end Nord Stream. We also have a remarkable statement by Secretary Blinken last Friday in a press conference. He says, this is also a tremendous opportunity. It's a strange way to talk if you're worried about the piracy on international infrastructure of vital significance. So I know this runs counter to our narrative. It runs, you're not allowed to say these things, in the West. But the fact of the matter is all over the world, when I talk to people, they think the U.S. did it. Just to tell you.
Well,
and by the way, even reporters on our papers that are involved tell me privately, yeah, well, of course, but it doesn't show up in our media.
Professor.
Senior Columbia University economics professor who knows that 2 + 2 = 4, but the system won't allow us to say it. In fact, Twitter and others have been censoring people that even try to talk about it. Keep your mouth shut, you dirty Americans. Elon Musk tweeted out when he called for a peace deal, "You are assuming that I wish to be popular. I don't care. I don't care that millions of people may die needlessly." That's right. He said, you're assuming that I wish to be popular. I don't care. I do care. I do care that millions of people may die needlessly for an essentially identical outcome. Elon Musk, I'm trying to avoid nuclear war. Zelensky, why do you love Putin and hate Ukraine? Now, I thought this was an important article out of the Gateway Pundit, and it links directly to the Washington Post. So this is not, again, made-up news. This is real. CIA sabotaged Soviet pipeline to Europe in 1982. U.S. software caused massive explosion in Siberian pipeline seen from space. So it's not just the CIA and big tech loading kill switches and sabotage switches into things the last few decades. This was going on 40 years ago, giving them pipeline software, the Russians, that then put the pressure up so high on the pipeline, it blew up. So this has been going on for a while. Here's the Washington Post headline from February 27, 2004, when it was declassified. Reagan approved plan to sabotage Soviets. A fascinating article. In order to disrupt the Soviet gas supply, its hard currency earnings from the West, and the internal Russian economy, the pipeline software that was to run the pumps, turbines, and valves was programmed to go haywire after a decent interval to reset pumps and valve settings to pressures far beyond those acceptable to pipeline joints and welds. The result was the most monumental non-nuclear explosion and fire ever seen from space, recalls the U.S. satellite director. It's all right there. So we'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more. Oh, and Biden's secret censorship program. Wait till you hear about that. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you, and I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Granted, I know I don't. I know most of you don't, but I mean, we are devastating the New World Order because the truth is the antidote to their lies. We are the tip of the spear, and I'm so proud to be here with you all today. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into Biden's secret operations censoring the American people that are breaking. Also, it's very interesting to read the internal emails and text messages of Elon Musk, where he is saying they're destroying America. The leftists are tyrants. I'm not even a right winger, but we got to stop them. They're corporate fascists. They're using this to take over the economy. These people will destroy humanity. I mean, it makes you really like Elon Musk, but I'm not a fool. But I'm also not somebody that's completely cynical. When the whole world becomes evil, the cool thing to be is good. And why he's got like 8 kids. And most of the globalists don't have children. When you have children, you have a tendency to care about the future. And I think Elon's a classical libertarian in that if you want brain chips, get brain chips. He'll sell them to you. If you want a shot, take a shot, but he's not going to push it on you. In fact, he said don't take the shot 2 years ago. So if you balance things out, the overwhelming weight is that Musk is a good person. But I'm not naive. We need to appreciate the good things he does, but also pay very close attention to him and don't trust him. And that's where I'm at on Musk. And I know some of the people that work with him, I'll leave it at that, very well-known names as well. I've met some of these people, and they act very legitimately like they want to turn things around and don't like what's happening. I've not been funded by these folks, and I've not asked for money, but I mean, I would take money to promote liberty and not have any strings attached, but that's not happened. But I have met with some of the names up there with Musk, and they told me years ago Musk was going to do this. And I told you, Musk claims, his people claim, he's going to get hardcore patriot very soon and just watch. And I'm like, okay, I've been told this by some high-level people. Then I got told it not by some big billionaire Silicon Valley folks, but then I got told it by a very well-known podcaster, just very well-known, as well-known as you can get, and I got told it by other people. And then I was given information, and I said this 2 years ago, and I said it a year ago, and I said it 6 months ago. In fact, the archivist can find it. I said, I'm told that Jack Dorsey secretly working with Elon Musk to try to free Twitter, and that secretly Jack Dorsey is an everyday listener and literally believes Alex Jones is always right. And I was told that by a very prominent person that's friends with him. And then the prominent person at dinner showed me their phone and said, this is off record. You can talk about this. Just don't say my name. And I sat there and read conversations about what they were planning to do to overthrow the leftist New World Order and that they were all closet patriots. And I'm just like, wow. And I told you that. And now, I mean, I almost came in here today and spent the 3 hours of the show just reading a big article that's on Infowars.com that has all of the different emails and tweets, not tweets, text messages of Elon Musk. I love Zero Hedge. They have great articles, but this headline doesn't give it justice. It should be incredible Elon Musk private messages and text messages paint a picture of someone wanting to overthrow the New World Order. But the headline says, now that Twitter belongs to Elon, which it doesn't, he's trying to buy it again, here is what he will do to the platform in his own words. And then, again, I can spend the entire show on what he said in his private messages. It sounds like Alex Jones. And it's conversations with Jack Dorsey. So, I mean, you think I wanted to get up here 2 years ago and go, Jack Dorsey's a closet Alex Jones listener, and I was wrong about him when he was saying nice things about me? Remember, all the rest of the tech companies banned me. He wouldn't. And I thought he was just acting like he was free speech. And then I went and screamed at him at Congress. And then he banned me the next day. And then a couple years later, I was told, like, hey, you know, he's a big listener, right? You know, he basically thinks like you're his guru. And I said, come on, that's not true. And then later at dinner, I'm like, they're like, hey, you see that? And they let me read the thread. So I was like, this is getting really weird. And again, so I don't want to be too cynical here. Maybe we're not just winning at the grassroots level. Maybe we're actually winning the hearts and minds of people in the system. Because, I mean, I've been sitting there, I was thinking about during the break, at four meetings with household names, four, where they've told me this to my face. You know, the other meetings I had over the years with the globalists trying to buy me out, it was very open that, hey, we're going to win. You can't stop us. Just join us. And so when the rubber met the road, I thought it was cynical. I thought it was made up. I thought they were trying to chump me. And maybe they are. Maybe they're so sophisticated they get globalism's going to come in. It's going to be unpopular. It'll get a lot of the gains at once in place. But then they need loyal opposition to come in and act like they're against the more horrible aspects of it, but then basically play the part of the dialectic where you have the two sides. And I don't know if that's the case. But I can tell you at the heights of this thing, these globalists fight with each other. They're always jockeying for power and control, and they're not invincible. And so I think a lot of people in the power structure are hedging their bets on liberty, because why have all the money and power if you have to live in a bunker? And there's nuclear war, which Elon Musk is saying. He's saying, let's stop this. So I'm going to support Elon Musk in what he's been saying and doing in the direction he's going. As I've said for 2 years, he's going in a better and better direction every day. That doesn't mean we won't criticize him. It doesn't mean that I won't have writers and people like Greg Reese that doesn't like Musk that makes powerful videos against Musk. I respect Greg Reese. He may be right. And so we aren't a cult here. We're having a debate and a discussion. If I respect you and think you are good, and I respect your mind, and I may not totally agree with you, I'm going to still listen to you. InfoWars is not Alex Jones's view, and this is what you say, this is what you do. I don't tell Harrison Smith, I don't tell Owen Schroyer at, you know, daily meetings like every other media outlet does. This is what you cover. This is what you do. Here's your sheet of what to say. Don't do this. Don't do that. I respect Harrison Smith. I respect Owen Schroyer. I respect their views. I respect their ideas. And I agree with probably 95% of the time, but the 5% of the time I disagree, I respect that because they're legitimate, real intellects, just like our callers, just like our guest. So I think the jury's out on Elon Musk. But if he keeps going the right direction, soon he's going to be in a really good place. And the bad he's done is already outweighed by the good. So that's a whole other discussion. What do you think of Elon Musk and where do you see him going? So listeners get confused by this because they hear me say good things about Elon Musk, and then they'll see a Greg Reese video. He's maybe like four or five, and they go, well, what is it? Is he good or is he bad? I don't know. That's what I just said. But if he's moving in the right direction, we'd be dumb to then attack him for good he's done. When he does bad, attack him. When he does good, support him. Pavlovian, let's do that. We callers can talk about that, too. I want your take on that, I promise. For an hour and a half, when we come back, we're going to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. 1776coin.com. If you want the limited edition Teddy Roosevelt coin, just keep us on air. Thanks for your support. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Now it takes a few weeks for this high quality iodine to kick in. But almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to Simon and Action and Dave and Sean and Jim and Kevin and Steve and Eric and Chris and Cy. So many incredible points they want to raise. We're going to you in just a moment. But I got some good news. We're not just running the big super mega sale that only lasts until next Sunday, 40 to 50% off on things that are back in stock like X3 and so much more. our number one bestseller. It's not our biggest profit center, but it's the number one bestseller because it has a low price. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids. The number one way to boost your immune system. It's healthy. It's delicious. Take a scoop or two, put it in a pitcher, you know, swirl it around with some ice. Drink it in the morning, drink it at night. Great for kids, great for young people, great for old people, great for everybody. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super high quality, is 50% off. The 18-wheeler arrived today, made right here in America. And I like to throw some strawberries and berries in with it, just, you know, just absolutely mix it up and drink it. It's got vitamin C, D, E, and B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, oh, that's so important, CoQ10, and many other vitamins and nutrients. Every vitamin, every mineral that's essential, and key amino acids to boost your natural systems. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Finally, back in stock. And we also have Survival Shield X3 back in stock, Brain Force Ultra back in stock, all 50% off. Brain Force Plus, Fizzy Magnesium selling out, but still 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Caps, so good for your body, so good for your digestive system. It's back, 50% off. So much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to Simon in New York. The vaccine, the globalists, their motivations, and the reset goals. Thanks for calling.
Alex, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I'd like to offer a different perspective on the purpose of the vaccine. First, anybody who didn't take it is now on a list as being non-compliant, right? They got all that data built up right there. So, number one. And then number two, more sinister, and I think this is why Trump hasn't gotten on board of going against the vaccine, is potentially the next bio attack could be a vaccination that all us non-compliant do not have. What better way to remove the non-compliant citizen from the equation for the next step of the plan?
I want you to slow down and start over, because what you've said, I have thought about a lot and really ruminated on. They give you a shot that takes over your body, causes major health problems, but it's a binary system where if you have it, when they hit us with the next weapon, you're protected and all the non-compliant are killed. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why the vaccine itself was so sinister and poisonous, because the next attack is even more sinister and poisonous. And Trump knows this. This is why he's allowing them to give it to children, allowing them to do the mandates and not coming out against it. Because,
well, listen, I always go off intellectual research, and then I finish off with my gut. I like Trump. I don't think he's bad. The globalists really hate him. He did so much good. And he tried to get all these therapeutics in. They tried to block. He did a great job there. He tried to end the lockdowns. He did so many good things. But I think that's still speculative. And I don't see how a graphene oxide matrix in your body and a spike protein that your body creates that's toxic, how does that protect somebody from another bio attack?
I would have no idea on their intention or how that would protect somebody, but it doesn't make sense that Trump wouldn't come out against it, and it doesn't make sense that they would poison all of their followers and the people that are compliant to the system. Why would they want to kill them off?
Well, listen, I don't want to disagree with you, and I appreciate your call, Simon. Very good point. Very good research point. Here's the problem. In history, those that comply get killed first, in my experience. They want to get rid of compliant sheeple. You think they want to get rid of us, the thinkers, but in their eugenics operation, they actually want to get rid of those that serve them the most. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I can tell you this, the globalists aren't taking the shot themselves, but it's a very good point to discuss and debate. I'm going to talk to a lot of scientists I know and big thinkers and see what their answer is on that. I think it's a very important question. Thanks for posing it. Let's talk to Action in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, buddy? Hey, so my take, well, I think Musk is a genius. You know, he's a genius. I think he's going to be the one that actually exposes everything and maybe puts a bigger spotlight on what the elite are doing. But only time will tell, right? As far as fear, they want us, when they put us in fear, right, and panic, then we make knee-jerk decisions, a.k.a. people getting the vax when COVID came out, right? I didn't get it. I got a religious exemption. My son was terminated, and that's a lawsuit in itself. But it's being projecting fear on an individual or culture or people, right? When you're in fear, what happens? You either have faith in God, or you trust in the arm of the flesh. So that's my
take. That's right. If you don't have faith in God, you make the state God and do whatever they say.
That's true. So if we don't have money and we don't have, if we can't save money, store food, right? Because food will be probably the only thing that we do have. And so we just want to give props to you, all your supplements, krill oil, all those good supplements, man. It worked great. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Action. I appreciate you calling. Let me hit this and go to another caller. Anybody can go to the BBC, the AP, the CBC. I have all the articles right here where the militaries of the world got together and engaged in, quote, mind control and psychological operations, psyops, to scare us into taking these shots that weren't vaccines, that were mutagenic, Franken mRNA injections, and it didn't work and it hurts us. Military campaign to influence public opinion continued after defense chief shut it down. CBC, last year. Military leaders saw pandemic as a unique opportunity to test propaganda techniques on Canadians. And it goes on. Pentagon opened sweeping review of clandestine psychological operations. Washington Post. Use of fear and control in COVID crisis was totalitarian, admit scientist. Countering cognitive warfare, awareness and resilience. NATO. And there's even more insane headlines. I mean, this went on. They don't debate it was a psyop. People have shows like, was it a psyop? Does Superman wear a cape? Let's talk to Cy in Illinois. Cy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Great to be on the show. I just want to say today I woke up in the morning, had a coffee, and put a dropper of Brain Force Ultra, a dropper of X2, and I felt great. I'm still going good.
Thank you.
I just wanted to take just 1 minute to talk about my best friend, Daniel. He killed himself in May of this year. He's the smartest person I know. He was so uplifting. He was super fit physically. He made no enemies. And what he believed in is that there's a high-tech spiritual war between two groups of people. One group is trying to cancel humanity through nuclear extinction. They think that humans don't deserve to live. And the other group of people wants to keep it going, keep the simulation going, and let this game play out. Either side isn't 100% morally correct, and he spent his life navigating through that duality, and he lost himself in that confusion. And he started to believe that insulin was being used as a way to control him, and he stopped taking it as a type 1 diabetic. His health quickly deteriorated. And I just want to say that they like to manipulate the best of us and take them from us.
I agree. We have to be intellectual, but we have to be spiritual and just go to God and say, I'm going to live. I love you, God. And I'm telling myself this, not get too obsessed with this. Expose it. Know it's there. Warn others. And then compartmentalize and go have fun with your family at the park. You know, go hiking, go hunting, take care of your body. Absolutely. I'm so sorry for your friend, Daniel.
Thank you. Godspeed, Alex.
Anything else?
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Let's keep going.
I'm so sorry to your friend. You know, they admit a lot of the mainline vaccines that are real vaccines cause pancreatitis. And then they go, oh, your child really has type 1 diabetes. It's genetic. No, they fry their pancreas. But usually pancreatitis in children, according to mainline studies, I'm not a doctor, goes away in a few months, but they don't tell the parents that. They get them on the insulin right away, which shuts it fully down, and now they're a full-blown diabetic. Very evil. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Mellow Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Mellow Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine, documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
That's far away. How are we supposed to get there with the way that we're living today? You talk lots about God. Freedom comes from the car, but that's
Sean
not
in Denver, then Jim in North Carolina, and others. We're taking your calls right now. This life is a test to see which side we're going to be on. And nobody's perfect. I certainly am not. But I love God and I love you. And I'm thankful to be here with you today. And I'm so honored that you hold us in position in this fight. Your will is what keeps us on air. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Let's go to Sean in Denver. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so as if this world couldn't get any more crazy, what we have is the world's greatest deception that is about to take place, and hardly anybody's talking about it. We have the revealing of the Antichrist, which is about to take place, and he has much to do with this, these great signs and wonders that we're about to see in these later days. And it's important to understand that this man, I believe, is very close to Trump. And at the moment, he's on this world stage right now, setting up everything, and is about to set up Trump.
So you think that retard Jared Kushner is the Antichrist?
I do believe so, sir. He's running the Abraham Accords peace deal.
Well, he looks like a demonic demon. He acts like one. He sabotaged the Trump administration. He spent double the money it cost in the most expensive building purchase ever to buy 666 Fifth Avenue. Remember that?
Exactly. And I've had my eyes on him ever since. And he's just at the right place at the right time. Plus, not to mention, he's got the right bloodline, which is a Jewish bloodline. It's not, I mean, I know a lot of folks think it's Obama and Macron and whatever, but the Antichrist has to be this Jewish figure. It's got to be the bloodline of Nimrod, because the devil, what the devil is doing is basically slapping God in the face, saying, I can use your people to do my work. And these are the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, that are running this whole gambit, and they're about to set this guy up. And I believe that what they're going to do is actually let Trump win come 2024. And actually, once those executive powers are all about to fall and the powers get switched over to the UN, that's when I believe Kushner will take that head position at the UN, throw Trump under the bus, and blame Trump and the Republican Party for the fall of the United States. And that's why I believe, the Dems just have to wash their hands, wipe their hands clean of everything they've done. And what perfect to do than to let the Republican Party come in 2024, all right, let all that come.
Listen, I got to tell you, I don't like Jared Kushner. I don't like what he did. We now know he's bad news. I've talked to insiders that were in the White House that confirmed he wrecked everything. He was the worst guy. Steve Bannon's exposed it, you name it. I don't know why Trump goes along with Kushner and his criminal family, but he could barely talk. I mean, who knows? Maybe Satan will come into his body or something. I don't think Jared Kushner's the Antichrist. I know this, though. He's a transhumanist. He's on the payroll of big tech. That's a fact. And he did come out 2 weeks ago and say that he's going to live forever with transhumanism in an interview. He did come out. He did say that as soon as the crew finds it. We have it. Found it that quick. Wow. This crew is incredible. They hear me talking about Kushner. They pull the clip up right as I asked for it. They have it. That is where we are synced up, crew. Here's the clip.
Friend. And then finally, I think that from, the last year, the one thing I've tried to put a priority on since I left the White House was, getting some exercise in. I think that there's a good probability that my generation is, hopefully with the advances in science, either, the first generation to live forever or the last generation that's going to die. And so, we need to keep ourselves in pretty good shape. And then the other thing I'd like.
So there you go. He's a transhumanist, folks. Jim in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, man, I love you, and I'm worried about you, man. Do you think there's a real chance that this judge could put you in jail in this trial?
You're talking about the second show trial in Connecticut. No, she said that if I said I was innocent or responded with other a yes or no or I don't know, she was going to put me in jail so I wouldn't be a puppet in her fake trial. They can get a $1 billion judgment. We don't have it. We're in Chapter 5 bankruptcy, which is a reorganization. So they're never going to shut us down as long as the listeners support us. But that's where I'm at.
Would you think you would still testify? Would you refuse to do that?
I mean, I refused. The trial's over. They do closing statements, I think, tomorrow.
And you don't think there's any way that she's not going to put you in jail or nothing? You're going to be okay?
She said if I answered the questions truthfully, she would put me in jail. Folks, I know that sounds crazy. She actually said it. She'd already found me guilty. She's telling the jury I'm guilty. And so I didn't testify because I wasn't allowed to testify. They were supposed to pretend to the jury that it was a real trial, but she spent days admonishing us on what we could and couldn't say. So I'm not going to get up there and lie for her.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. This is the worst thing I've ever seen done to a broadcaster.
Well, they admit, like, censoring me 4 years ago was the model for everybody else. They admit it's the model to shut everybody else down.
And it's coming, and everybody doesn't see it. Everybody that's not supporting Alex Jones is going to be so wrong in this case, and I hope they pay the price.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, but, I mean, it's bigger than me. They're coming after everybody. They're scared of this audience of activists. They're scared of you. They're scared of people that know who they are and what they're doing and stand against them. But as long as you support us and spread the articles and videos, and as long as you financially support, we're going to continue on as long as God allows us to. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, Steve in Ohio. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Love you, buddy. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Love you.
I wanted to say that God works through us, and I've heard you say that. And we build God's kingdom through our time, talent, and treasure. And in doing so out here in Ohio, I think I've stumbled upon the solution. And that solution, if it's not the silver bullet, it's a big part of it. And that's permaculture, Alex. I'm going to go ahead and read a quick quote from one of the co-founders, Bill Mollison. But he says, though the problems of the world are increasingly complex, the solutions remain embarrassingly simple. The greatest change we need to make is from consumption to production, even if on a small scale, in our own gardens. If only 10% of us do this, there is enough for everyone. Hence the futility of revolutionaries who have no gardens, who depend on the very system they attack, who produce words and bullets, not food and shelter. So permaculture, Alex, is a design science where we come into usually a monoculture, people growing lawns, and we rehabilitate the local ecosystem. And by doing so, we're growing food forests instead of lawns. Instead of giving our money to the oil companies and mowing, are you going to get a second job to mow your grass? It's ridiculous. We're going to grow food where we are now growing lawns.
Let me say this. I infinity agree with you. Not 100%, infinity. Their whole model is take us off the land, deindustrialize us, make us dependent, and anybody, even with a quarter acre of land, front yard, backyard, can literally grow half the food they need, and it's so much fun to do. And as it becomes popular, it'll become the really cool thing to do. It's already happening in many towns and cities, as you know, that everybody will get in on it. Everybody will share seeds. And that's why Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. It's why he's trying to shut it all down, trying to bring in synthetic food, trying to buy up all the seed lines, because there is a war against real God-given, God-designed life on this planet.
Yes, sir. And we are building God's kingdom, Alex. By doing this.
Tell me more about permaculture. I mean, tell the listeners, explain what you're up to.
So it's a design science, and on my own property, we're working on 1 acre, and it's a lot smaller than that. Permaculture was designed in the 70s by kind of the antithesis of the Weather Underground folks. So these radical environmentalist anarchist types, instead of blowing up nuclear facilities, they realized that by empowering the people, by teaching them, and by rehabilitating nature, we could grow an abundance of food like a single apple.
And that's real. That's real environmentalism, which the globalists act like they're for, but everything they do is actually against it. I agree. I endorse permaculture 1,000,000,000%.
Thank you, Alex. So we start with agroforestry. The first thing we do is we plant trees. So talk about a carbon footprint. We take anything carbon-based, weeds, lawn trimmings, you name it, and we work it through different processes. And by doing so, we remain carbon negative. We keep the carbon on the site, and we use bacteria, detritivores, to break down the carbon that gives us that soil web. The majority of life on land is within the first 2.5 inches of soil. So we are building the soil by feeding the bacteria, by breaking down carbon in a natural process over time.
You're literally creating, because soil's alive, for those that don't know. Beautiful. What do you think the best website for people that want to learn about permaculture is?
Wow, that I don't know. There's so much to know. What I do know is that I think people should get involved in their local
culture. They should. We love you, brother.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility. My credibility has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com.
SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The original permaculture is human civilization, and that's coming together and celebrating men and women and children in the natural biological order of humanity. Great caller. We're taking more calls right now. Straight through this hour. Love the different directions you take us. Chris in Virginia, you're on the air.
Alex, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've been listening to you for 22 years, man.
Love you, brother.
This is the first time I've called. My theory on, well, I think Putin, of course, nobody wants nuclear, and I don't think Putin definitely doesn't want nuclear. He definitely wants a conventional solution. So this is kind of crazy, but... I mean, the head of the snake is in D.C. What if he's planning a special military operation into D.C. or something similar or something other kind of operation?
Because well, I can tell you the Russians are 30 years behind the globalists in technology, and D.C. is run by a bunch of puppets, so the real power isn't even in D.C. So it's like taking over a capital or nuking something doesn't do anything. The Russians have been in a rebuilding period. Communist China is the real juggernaut of the globalists.
Okay.
Well, what do you think about the situation in Ukraine?
I go to Russia Today to get a lot of the news, and I make a lot of comments on Russia Today, and I feel a kinship with those people.
Oh no, I think on average, Russia Today is way more honest than our media. In fact, I see a lot of stuff that's almost anti-Russia because they're trying to be fair in there, and I don't want to attack Russia. I don't want war with Russia. I'm just seeing a lot of people, because they saw Putin as different than the globalist, have been thinking Putin is Superman and Putin can do all this. The Russians are getting their ass kicked in Ukraine because it was a NATO trap. But that's what's dangerous, because now Russia has to double down, NATO doubles down, and that's how you get into a full-bore war.
Well, basically the West is trying to force Putin into a nuclear option. And they don't want that.
I totally agree with you on that point, sir. Thank you. And Putin's against the transgenderism and the destruction of the family. That's definitely why they hate him. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Illinois. Eric, welcome.
Alex, hello. How are you, sir?
Welcome, sir.
Got your book, The Great Reset.
Thank you.
Looking forward to reading it. I wonder, are you familiar with the theater of the absurd? It's a drama using the abandonment of conventional form to portray the futility of the human struggle in a senseless world. And what we are, Alex, me, you, and your listeners, we are unwilling actors in the theater of the absurd. And what that means is that we recognize that we're living in what you call the clown world, and that we, by asking questions, we can fight this. We can ask those people that we see wearing the mask on their chin instead of on their face, why are they wearing it if they're not wearing it fully on their face? Why are we supposed to trust the science when they're constantly lying to us? We don't even know these people.
Well, it's gaslighting. It's like what Stacey Abrams said. I've never challenged an election. She's famous for challenge. That's how she got on the world stage. She got on the U.S. stage by challenging an election for 2 years in Georgia. Now she goes, you never challenge him, and I never challenged him. That is brainwashing.
Yes, sir. And if we keep asking these questions, this is what gives us the ability to be critical thinkers.
No, I've heard of the theater of the absurd. How do we break people out of that?
How we break it is we ask them when we see them participating in the strange behavior. Like I said, the example of the person that wears the mask on their chin. I've seen this before. And you ask them, if you're wearing the mask, why not wear it over your face? And they'll give you a look of puzzlement, and they'll kind of go, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense, you know? And it's the same thing when people tell you to trust them. We don't even know these people. And I've asked friends of mine that got the vaccine. I said, they told you to trust them. Do you know them? They go, no. Do you know what the definition of trust is? You're surrendering your
Eric, ability. Don't hang up. I want to give you the floor when we come back to walk through this.
Sure.
You're absolutely right. Why trust lying megacorporations that have been caught lying over and over again, have the worst track record, like Pfizer paying the biggest fines ever for knowingly killing people with other drugs or you know, things like Biox. I mean, why do we do this? We'll be right back. We'll finish up with Eric straight ahead. Stay with us. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today, because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
So we look at Biden being a complete puppet and we think, oh, this makes the elite look stupid. No, they did it on purpose to demoralize us and break our will. And if you just joined us, Eric in Illinois was explaining, I want you to start over, Eric, how you talk to people who've taken the poison shot, wearing these masks, all this, saying, well, why do you trust them? Do you know them? So how do you get people out of the theater of the absurd? How do you unlock their minds? Elaborate on that.
Okay, so the first thing is to turn off the TV, to start to read. Reading is fundamental. It goes back to being able to dissect what you're
all the studies show, watching. That's why we show articles and text, because that's a form of reading here. We try to not make TV as toxic, but it's still toxic what we do. Audio and text makes you think and image it, boost IQ, boost understanding. Seeing something and sitting there turns you into a jellyfish and cognitively puts you in a trance. What you're saying is a medical scientific fact.
Yes, sir. And it goes back to something that I remember as a child, and you do too. You remember the Dewey Decimal System, sir. We had to do our research. We had to go to a library. We had to open up an index card to find a subject. And then we had to go look for it. It's too easy today. People are lazy.
Oh, man, you're so smart.
Drink.
Exactly. Water everywhere, not a drop to drink. More information than ever, but lower IQ, dumber than ever, because people don't have to search for it. They don't appreciate it.
You know, the Bible. Bible, it says, that, I think it was Hosea, my people die for lack of knowledge. And that's where we're at today. And we can recognize when things don't make sense. It's not that hard. You don't even have to have great tuition. All you have to do is be able to dissect what.
No, I totally agree.
You.
So start out without me interrupting. Where, how you warn people, how you wake them up. Spend a few minutes.
You ask them questions. First off, you do it politely. You don't want to be accusatory, and that's the easiest way. And then you'll bring up an example of what they're doing or what they believe, and you'll go, well, how does that work? You know, where do you think this is going to lead to? I mean, you go back to the original two shots, and then it became three, and then it became four and five, and you had, I call it the memory hole. Don't you remember when they said that one and done, two and 95% efficacy? You bring up all the things that you remember that they told you, and then you ask them, you show them the lies. You have to show them lies, and you're good at that, Alex. You're able to pull back and show us the lies. And that's why I trust you more than anybody out there.
Well, brother, I'm just like you, and I have a memory, and so they insult me. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We'll go back to your calls, but since I mentioned it in the last hour, let's play it. Stacey Abrams was on TV this weekend. Well, I'll just show it to you. She said, I didn't question the election. I didn't challenge my election. This woman was unknown on the national stage. She's now a Democratic Party operative, national TV show. And now she says, you don't question elections. That's why they have to erase all the Democratic Party questioning past elections, because they're now saying it's illegal. It's terrorist. And then, of course, we have countless clips of her challenging an election she lost. So here she is this weekend saying she never challenged elections. And then here she is in the past.
I saw that there was a challenge with our voting system in the state of Georgia. I never denied the election.
I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won.
You refused to concede and say that you lost. Do you stand by that decision today?
Absolutely. The election was not fair. The process was not fair.
Was the election in Georgia statewide a free and fair election?
It was not a free and fair election. But will I say that this election was not tainted, was not a disinvestment and a disenfranchisement of thousands of voters? I will not say that.
You notably did not concede.
I did not.
Okay, you acknowledged that he won, but you did not concede.
Correct.
5 months later, do you still feel like your opponent won through voter suppression?
Yes. Georgia voters did not have their votes counted. They were not allowed to cast votes. They had their votes discarded. And it was not fair to those who filled out absentee ballots. And depending on the county you sent it to, it either was counted or not counted, assuming you received it in time. Brian Kemp oversaw for 8 years the systematic and systemic dismantling of our democracy, and that means there could not be free and fair elections in Georgia.
So you don't feel that you lost fair and square?
I saw that there was a challenge with our voting system in the state of Georgia. I never denied the election.
I do have one very...
Turn it off. And you say, why do they do that? They have psychological warfare operators that tell these puppets what to say, and they're just training you to be lied to until you just get used to it. You know she's lying, but you just get trained to accept the lie. Don't ever do that. Become conscious of it. Don't let them break your will. Diane in Michigan, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm hoping that you will be able to get on this international attorney named Todd Callender. He was recently on the Stu Peter Show and the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and he's been on Z Media before. He says that, and he's referring to the NASA document called Future Strategic Issues and Future Warfare, and I believe Jason Burmuth, who you've had on, he's discussed this specific document before in regards to mRNA, nanotech, and patent. And he has filed a lawsuit against the Department of Defense in regards to ownership of humans because he says that under the 13th Amendment, obviously you can't own humans, you can't be slaves. But once you take this mRNA injection, you're no longer a human species, that you are now called a Borg. He calls it Homo Borg Genesis, and he is having a conference on Clout Hub on October 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can find him at Vaxxed. choice.com. That's V-A-X-X-E-D choice.com. And that's just coming right up. And then also you have to look into what Klaus Schwab said when he spoke with David Gergen, that there are legal implications with this fourth industrial revolution.
Oh, yeah, it's in all the Pentagon documents. They're going to put electromagnetic growths in us through the shots that turn us into these Borg. And that's what the main shot is plugging us in, jacking us in to get ready for that. It's so crazy to hear it, but we're in the year 2022, folks. This is really happening.
Right. And then, as you know, Klaus Schwab said that you take.
We don't change the environment. We change you. We're going to take over your bodies.
Right. And he is challenging, the patent because it says, under these, you know, the patent holders, if whoever takes in mRNA injection, the end product is then owned by the patent holder. So anyone
that's right, that's right. They're creating a cult, and their minions are cult members in transhumanism that join it and take their sacrament. Amazing points. Anything else, Diana?
Yes, that you are no longer human, so therefore you don't have human rights. And if they kill you, it's no longer considered a homicide because homicide is the killing of a human.
Exactly. We're not human. We're not animal. They have animal rights. They have human rights. But they're creating new chimeras that are synthetic, like a synthetic drug or a designer drug that don't have law yet. You just hit the nail on the head. That's why they're creating animal-human clones because they can grow organs in them that don't have any rights. Great point. Thank you. I'm going to go to break. Come back with more of your calls. Taking a lot of your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Don't forget, our number one best-selling product, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, one-stop shop. It's put into powder form, put into a pitcher, you stir it up, put it in the glass, drink it. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar 360 Win. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarStore.com. For 50% off, we have the store-wide mega sale, 40 to 50% off across the board going right now. DNA Force Plus, X3, you've got to experience X3. Get X3, get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, get X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar. We'll be right back. Thank you all for your support. If you want to find my legal defense, SaveInfoWars.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalists. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we're over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWar Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It really is true, and it's hard to believe, but it's the truth. Everybody knows it. This is the most hated broadcast in the world by enemies of humanity. I'm very honored to be here with you. We're taking your calls. They can't stand humanity being able to dial a number and be heard by millions of folks. I am so blessed to be here. Thanks for calling. Angel in California, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones, I'm so happy to be able to speak to you. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.
And I love you.
Love you too.
And I'm calling from California, and I've been listening to you for 23 years, a little bit before September 11th. I wanted to talk to you today about, like, transhumanism and the Elon Musk thing. But I also wanted to share with you that in my perspective, I feel like there are some missing links, and I feel like the division goes deeper than most of us can see. I do see that, you know, there's a right, there's a left, and what they do is they exacerbate and they make everything seem very extreme on both sides. And I do listen to you, and you talk a lot about uniting everybody and being there for everybody. You know, anybody who is against the New World Order or anything like that. And I think that there is a way for us to come together if we just see the fact that this division goes way back in time, in our history. You know, they've made us hate each other for a very long time based on religion, sex, creed, you know, all these things. And I feel like there's a lot of things that are missing. For example, in the transgender, transhumanism, leftist type of agenda, there's a lot of extremes there. And they're exacerbating it. They're taking hold of something that isn't the way it is, and they're making it even more extreme. You know, anything that the state does, anything that the government does, anything they get a hold of is going to be, you know, the way they would like it. And in that community and in that area, I don't think it's the way that it appears. Going back to our history in ancient time, you know, our people were free. We were free to connect with God and to love our planet and to live a certain way. And after, you know, the system, what I think is like the Roman system came along and kind of destroyed all of our ancient past, all of our ancient history, all of our ancient ways, we all came into like what we have now, which is our, you know, one mind, one system, one world order becoming. You know, this has been going on for a very long time. And I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, I mean, I think what you're saying is that, I mean, I don't hate somebody that's transgender because that's how they feel as an adult. What I hate is the targeting of children. I agree they jump on any phenomenon and try to use it for the dehumanizing aim. And I agree with you that there's a Hegelian dialectic where they play left off against right to try to just make us clash with each other while they're robbing and killing us. So, I think that's a real statement. And there's a potential human destiny that's amazing. These powerful forces want to control the future and make sure we don't reach that destiny, because if we're free and we make our own choices collectively as a group, it's going to build something beautiful. But if they can manipulate that, then they can play God. I think that's really what it comes down to.
Definitely. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I do see that they've separated and they've taken control of everything. For example, you know, the warrior class, you know, the military, you know, they have full control of anybody who has that in their spirit. They get a hold of them ever since they're in high school. You know, they propagandize people since they're very young. And, you know, the rest of people, they're incentivized to turn that part of them off. In our history, we used to have, you know, the warrior spirit in all of us. You know, the barbarians that they massacred, you know, your people, your native people from Europe, you know, in your history, they did the same thing. You know, all that barbarian stuff is propaganda, you know, ancient propaganda. And you know, what it really was that all of those people were free. They were free to express every single archetypal side of them. You know, and as far as the transgenders and all this stuff, you know, I think there's a lot of spiritual stuff that goes into that. I think that there are, like I said, different factions. You know, there's people who are more warriors. There's people who are more spiritual. There's people who are, you know, more about family. And I think that all they're trying to do is compartmentalize everybody and make sure that we never.
I think
really
there's
realize.
No doubt about that, Angel. Thank you for the call. Jared in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First off, I'd like to say love you, love your show. I was just calling in because there was an article on Zero Hedge, I believe, the 28th of September. It said Medvedev says U.S. NATO won't intervene if Russia uses nukes. I'm thinking that they're failing on all the other ways to try to get people more on board, so maybe that could open up the opportunity. Can you imagine the fear if there was just a tactical nuke that went off, how that would cause more of a problem or an issue?
Oh, I mean, just cutting those pipelines off is going to cause a major depression in Europe. And they just need an excuse for the lockdowns and the Great Reset that's already in place, so they're using the Russia war as the pretext to claim all this is collapsing. I totally agree. And I think a limited nuclear war is on the table. We see all of it. We see the Pentagon. We see everybody. The Pentagon's like, if you use nukes, we'll blow up your ships in the Black Sea. So they're telling them, go ahead and use the nukes.
Right. I agree with you 100%. I'll get off here, but also.
No, you're making great points, brother. I mean, our own media is trying to tell Russia, go ahead and use a nuke.
If you could also do an audio book for people who are busy like me, I run around a lot. I have a busy job here. An audio book with you reading your book would be tremendous too. And your products are awesome, and I appreciate, you know, everything that you
Thank
do.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the call, Jared. I told him months ago, I said, I'll read the audio book of The Great Reset and the War for the World. I'm like, well, we may have somebody else do it. So I'm going to get on that today because I've had so many requests. I had somebody at a gas station 2 weeks ago say, hey, I want an audio book. I've seen comments coming into the website. We want an audio book. So yes, we need an audiobook. I'm the same way. I don't have time to read books anymore. I still read a few here and there, but I love an audiobook because I can, when I'm driving, you know, you drive a lot in traffic, then I can listen, and it makes long trips awesome. And so, yes, we need that book in audiobook. In fact, I'm going to call Tony Lyons, the publisher, during the break and ask him. Speaking of the devil, I sent them 15 hours of recordings and hundreds of documents and did a bunch of interviews, and there was a ghostwriter helped put it together. But it is what I said condensed, and then 10% is the ghostwriter. He had made a lot of great points. He added and said, do I agree with this? And I said, yeah, change this, change that, but I think he made it better. The book I was going to publish was 600 pages long, but we had to cut it down to 300 and something, and it's all documented. It's The Great Reset and The War for the World, and it turned out better because there was this very well-known, I won't say his name, he's actually in the book, but help me condense it all down. And so it's stronger because it's 300 and something pages, not 600 and something. Get the unsigned copies at InfoWarsStore.com for $24. Get the signed copies for $99 because it's a fundraiser to keep us on air. Obviously, that's a big price. I love how the left's like, he sells silver coins with a 3x markup running a scam. No, I'm not selling silver coins as an investment. It's a fundraiser to have a memento that you funded. It's like, again, when NPR or PBS sells a coffee mug for $50, a t-shirt for $100, a DVD for $100, you know it didn't cost that. It's that you called in and made the donation. You get the memento that you supported, or, you know, a baseball cap for $50 that cost them $6. Well, this is a silver coin, costs us $30+. Highest quality man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com. And they're a limited edition. It's about to sell out. Get yours at 1776coin.com. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the Globalist Stone documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure, that actually get into your cells, are in X3. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3, sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. VasoBeach, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'd give the callers today on the broadcast at A+, bringing up amazing topics. Be myself
a B+.
If you
are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I'll give myself a B+ because I haven't hit all the news I need to hit, including some breaking news. So I'm going to try to jam in as many calls as I can now, maybe take a little bit of Kate and Alex time next hour to finish up with calls, but I've got to hit them trying to criminalize parents not letting the state take control of your kids at age 5 and set them on a track to be sterilized by age 11. I mean, this is so surreal, but it's real. And then Project Veritas has got a new bombshell. Beto O'Rourke in Texas intimidating old people in nursing homes to sign up for the Democrats. We have footage of that coming up next segment. And the FBI behind Black Lives Matter. That's coming up next segment. Let's talk to Josh in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Go ahead, Josh.
Good afternoon, Alex. Just want to say thank you for hanging in the arena for all of us out here.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to, I had a question yesterday. You were talking about WEF dropping that news about potential closing of banks in the name of climate change. And I mean, it just seems kind of like they've kind of picked up a lot of momentum here. Yesterday, you also mentioned how you talked to people who were kind of higher ups in that one world order, and they said they kind of take things a couple yards at a time. But it seems like they've really picked up steam here over the past couple months. I mean, since Biden's taken
office. Oh, yeah, they hit us with a bio attack the last 3 years. Now the war, the economic attack, the economic collapse, they're getting ready to launch a bunch of other attacks.
Yes, sir. So do you see this as, I mean, to my understanding, 2030 was kind of always the superficial goal line. Do you see it strange that they're kind of picking up so much?
Oh, of course. They got to get to their goal by 2030. I mean, okay. I remember 20 years ago, top experts said 2020 they're going to launch all this. And they did. And so now this next 8 years is just going to be crazy town.
How do you foresee it getting much more hectic than it already?
Cyber attacks, they claim foreigners launched, collapsing society, homeless everywhere, undermining the economy, massive crime, defunding police, just chaos, brother.
So do you see this announcement that you talked about on yesterday's show, are they going to roll out the one world currency here pretty soon? I mean, I've heard.
Well, they say they are. And the head of the EU said last week they're getting ready to do it next year. So, yeah, no, I don't know exactly when they're going to launch their attacks, but they are in the process of launching the next attacks.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for all you're doing, Alex. Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you, Josh. Great point. Bring up the bank holiday. We should do a whole show on that. Jake in Alaska. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones, what an honor to speak to you. I love the book. I want to start by saying what I'm about to tell you is in no way, shape, or form a representation of the U.S. Army or the DOD. I'm a 7-year veteran, been in the Army for 7 years, infantry. And, Alex, I'm just calling to really confess, man. I was forced, ordered without being ordered, to take the vaccine, and I regret. It is a major regret in my life right now.
Well, I mean, it's not your fault they made you do it, but do you have any side effects or what happened?
Yeah, I'm still relatively young. I'm having some medical stuff crop up that shouldn't be cropping up at all. Bit of male performance issues, if you know what I'm saying, which is something that I knew could happen. Been listening to you for a while. And I've been trying to tell people for a long time, ever since all this started, like, hey, no, don't do that. Don't do that. They're doing this to hurt you. They're doing it to kill us. I saw what happened to my dad. He was a Desert Storm veteran. I saw what untested stuff did to him.
You're talking about the anthrax shot.
Yeah, the anthrax shot and the melphequin drug, if you've ever heard of that.
Yes, sir.
I told my higher leaders, personally, I told them, you know, sir, I don't agree with this shot. I don't agree with the politics behind it. I've had COVID. I caught it in Korea when the pandemic started, and they just gave me the most canned answers you can imagine, man.
And I'll tell you what's sick. The officer class isn't taking it. And now they bullied everybody. They admit it's illegal. Now they're backing off. So, again, as soon as they get mounting opposition, they back off for a while, then they strike back again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know for a fact that above a certain rank, I'm not going to name ranks, but above a certain rank, they ain't taking it. And if you're an enlisted above a certain rank, they ain't taking it neither, because they're all part of the same club. But, yeah, Alex, that's just, I've been wanting to call for a while, man. I've been listening to you for a long time. I spread the word where I can and when I can. Oddly enough, the morning of me getting that shot, I was out there telling people, you know, the stuff that you've been touting ever since this started. And a very high-ranking individual heard me saying it, and he turned around and, in a not-so-polite manner, said, hey, whoever's saying that, be quiet. And he didn't see me, so I just turned back around and started talking up the talking points again.
Well, brother, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to get a – we're going to have a summit soon with a bunch of scientists here. We're doing the research. God always gives us things to counter this. And what I've been told by a bunch of medical doctors is not just ivermectin while you have COVID, but taking it again. I've had friends and family that had long COVID because it grows spike protein. They took – my dad did this. I'm not going to get into his private stuff, but it took him two regimens, took Rob Dew three regimens, and Rob's almost back to normal, almost killed him. So you've got to get prescription ivermectin, and you and I'm not your doctor. I'm just saying you got to take multiple cycles to get rid of the spike protein. It still causes damage, but you can stop it from growing. So the one thing we know is ivermectin. So, brother, mitigate what's happening to you. You're a tough guy. Take ivermectin. I think that's going to protect you. God bless you. Because God always gives us a counter to the enemy. Thank you, Jake. How sick is that, making our troops take that garbage? John in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
What's up, Alex? Dude, I just want to say first, thank you very much. The book is a hit. I love it. Every morning I get a chapter in on my day. Start with that. You know, you are.
It's a heavy book. I mean, I wrote the book, and it's a heavy read. I mean, it's.
It's something. And, you know, the bigger thing is, you know, you've taught me, or, you know, not just you, but, you know, hey, you need to get good with God and stay close to the Creator, because right now, and especially right now, it's horrible.
And let me say this, and I'm going to get back to you. I just want to say this. Everybody's suicide's up five times the previous record. Folks, don't let them get you depressed and kill yourself. Give yourself to God and don't care about yourself anymore and say, God, lead God to direct me to fight evil and help and defend people. Then you're fearless. Then you're not depressed. Then you don't care. That's how I do this. And just say, I'm all in. Doesn't matter what happens to me. I'm under God's command now. And just try to get the clear transmission to God. Sometimes it'll cut out and you'll do bad things. But when you get the Holy Spirit, you'll have it. And just go with God, folks. Vio con Dios. Vio con Dios. Operation go with God. Just get under God's command. Tune into that intergalactic wireless system and then stop worrying about yourself. Don't let it get you down. No, you are aware. You have a mission. Defend the innocent. Defend the unborn. Tell the truth. Warn others. And when you step into that champion mode, something else happens and the attacks are then what you expect. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. You know, so we struggle, you know, my family, we struggled when this whole thing came out. You know, they were talking about how the vaccine was going to help us and do all this stuff. So, you know, my wife was like, let's just get the shot so we can be around our family, because they told us that. And I'm like, okay. So we did. And then right after that, we start getting all the information about how bad the shot was. I have like a heart thing going. It's like a in top of my throat thing going on. I just pound ivermectin. I do 5-day cycles every month. And, you know, just like you said. And, you know, this whole thing is like, it's scary. You know, and I'm glad that you're out there, you know, spreading the good word about the truth, because...
Well, that's it, brother. The globalists said they wanted to kill us, and they weren't playing around. I mean, they didn't set up a world government and take over the media to play games. They're killing us.
Yeah.
Just admit it. Admit you're under attack. Admit what's going on, as you've done, and just say, God, I can't do this. Help me. And God will say, here's your orders, son. God will give you the orders. I appreciate your call. God bless you. All right. We got Pam, we got Becky, we got Eric, we got Moss, we got Lex. We'll take those calls. But I got to hit these breaking news stories that are big when we come back. But all I'm asking is, folks, double down on the fight. Share the articles, share the videos from InfoWars.com. The enemy works around the clock to suppress it. Override them now. Share the videos, band.video, InfoWarsStore.com, and pray to God for victory. We'll be back. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together. this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWar Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue and the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Get behind humanity. Turn us loose. Love God. Love humanity. Love justice. Love our children. Let's love each other. Let's win. Gonna fly free bird. Listen to the angels play their instruments. Just builds and builds forever. Total contentment. Total victory. All the discoveries we're going to make together. We'll be right back. So we know they recruit all the different names of dead people and people who move out of state. They use them in databases that are run by Google and Facebook, and they steal elections. We all know about that. They're caught red-handed. But right here in places like Texas, they go around in Michigan and Pennsylvania and everywhere, and they bully old people to sign on to vote Democrat. And Project Veritas has got a new video. Beto O'Rourke campaign door knocker raiding an assisted living facility, telling residents who to vote for and who to sign up for, hoping they're senile and he can do it. Here's the video.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Dennis.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Hi, my name's Yvonne, and this is Gordon.
Hi, nice to meet you, Kenneth.
Yeah, okay. And we're out talking to our neighbors to just to make sure you know that there's an election coming up, and we want to encourage you to vote for Beto at the top of the ballot for governor on down.
Who you want me to vote?
If we recommend that you vote Democratic from the top to the bottom. Actually, can you give them that blue thing? It's got all of the Democratic candidates. We're also
this one.
Yeah. So this is going to be what your ballot looks like. So there's Beto for governor, Lena Hidalgo for chief judge of Harris County, and Leslie Briones for county commissioner. These are going to be people.
Okay, cool.
So what kind of questions do you have?
I just want you to help me with the ones I want to vote for.
Definitely vote for Beto.
Okay.
Definitely vote for Lena.
Okay.
Definitely vote. If she's your, I think she's your state representative. Mm-hmm. And she is a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
She fights the good fight for the right kinds of policies for Medicare, for against human trafficking.
Democrats state, fighting human trafficking.
Trans kids.
Mm-hmm. Trans kids, gotta help them.
Definitely Briones, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can take all of this into oh my God, Lieutenant Governor, our current Lieutenant Governor.
Dan Patrick is a scumbag.
Attorney General, Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton said the election was fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just take this with you,
mm-hmm.
and this will be pretty much what the ballot is, and you can take that into the ballot box.
That's what's going on at the nursing homes. Meanwhile, FBI insiders say agents who took a knee during BLM protest were rewarded. Remember that article? Oh, it's coming out in federal documents. Federal Bureau of Investigation around the country ran Black Lives Matter while they burned down the cities. Yep. The FBI is now in active warfare against America. And it ties into this. DOJ is preparing to prosecute parents who refuse to chop their children's breasts and testicles off. Not a cult or anything. Watch Planned Parenthood cartoon touts puberty blockers for children. They don't want to just abort you in the womb. If they can't kill you then, they want to make sure you're never fertile. Let's play this children's cartoon that the evil Nazis, that's what they are. I mean, Rockefeller created Planned Parenthood. He created the Nazis. This is what they're promoting. Here it is.
There's no one-size-fits-all puberty experience. If you're trans, intersex, or non-binary, know that you're not the only one feeling confused. For some intersex people, puberty may start later than age 14. You might experience some of puberty's changes and not others, and your body may or may not go through puberty on its own. There are medicines you can take to help your body start the process, like hormone replacement therapy. Some people decide on hormones or surgeries to help their bodies match up to their gender identity or how they feel inside about themselves. Your gender identity is real. You should be the one to decide what changes you want to make to your body. If you're transgender or non-binary, you may find that your puberty experiences don't line up with your gender identity or how you see yourself. That feeling can be uncomfortable, scary, and stressful. If that sounds like you, know that you're not alone. There are medicines you can take to delay puberty for a while. They're called puberty blockers, and they work like a stop sign by halting the hormones testosterone and estrogen that cause puberty changes like facial hair growth and periods. Puberty blockers are safe and can give you more time to figure out what feels right for you, your body, and your gender identity. You don't have to have all of the answers right now. So remember, it's all a work in progress, and it may take time to figure out what feels right to you, but talking to a trusted adult and a nurse or doctor may help. Want to learn more? Go to PlannedParenthood.org/teens.
Wow, tomorrow I'm going to play that at the start of the show, and I'm going to just go through each piece of it. But it's safe. No, it stunts your growth, gives you cancer, lowers your life expectancy, fries your... Oh, you're confused. You're hooked into TVs all day. Nobody's home. The world's crazy. It's because you need to be sterilized. You need to block your puberty. You become a sexless drone. And it just goes on from there. We're going to play this tomorrow, too. Har, young girl, coerced into gender transition surgery, having her breast cut off, laments being mutilated by doctors. Father of 11-year-old speaks out about the New York hospital court's attempt to medically transition his child. This is a cult of demons. I want to go to Pam and Becky and others here in just a moment. But remember, they're trying to shut us down because we're standing up for the children against the poison shots and the mutilation and all this garbage. So if you want to stand with the children and stand with the truth, I salute you and thank you and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do things, where is it, that the enemy hopes you won't. Sold out for months and months, vitamin mineral fusion, not a puberty blocker, won't make your testicles fall off. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, so good for your immune system, everything else. This is what children should be taking, adults, you name it. Vitamin mineral fusion, back in stock, finally today, 50% off. And we've got the big mega sale running through this next Sunday, biggest sale of the year, DNA Force Plus, X3 back in stock, all of them, 50% off. The green caps are the best concentrates of wheatgrass and cilantro, things that are so good for your whole body, your intestines and your heart and your energy. It's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action, fund the tip of the spear, and get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Let's go to Pam in Indiana. Pam, you're on the air.
First of all, I want to say this whole thing with sterilizing our children, it started way before the COVID injections. My daughter was almost killed by the Gardasil vaccine. To see what they're doing is just makes me sick. And now, okay. First of all, I want to, you know, God says that what the enemy intends for evil, God will use for his glory. So your whole crazy kangaroo court show trial is what led me to you, actually. They spent so much time just pounding into everybody's head that you were crazy and that your rhetoric was dangerous and that you need to be taken off the air. So, of course, it made me curious. And I'm glad that I checked you out. I've been a very dedicated listener for about the past 3 or 4 weeks now.
I am glad you did that. God bless you.
Thank you. I've got 2 copies of your book, even, because I had to have a signed one for my collection.
Thank you. We wouldn't be on air without you. We are so close to being shut down. Thanks for the support.
Oh, well, I am very, very happy to help. I'm very happy to help. And I just wanted you to see the little silver lining to what you've been going through, because I'm sure I am not the only one.
Thank you.
And just one more thing before I hang up. The hypocrisy is astounding. You know, we're not allowed to question any election results except for the referendum in the Donbass region.
Oh, that's a great point. Oh, that's a fake election. It might be. But, but you can question that, but nothing else.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Well, yeah. So you were watching the national coverage and thought, maybe I should actually hear what this is all about.
Yeah, and I can't really say I was a Trump supporter from the beginning, but I did vote for him just to make sure it wasn't a vote for Hillary, you know. It wasn't until the COVID thing started that I started to really follow everything that he was doing and saying, and just following politics in general. And that's when I started to really see how much we were being lied to. Until then, I had no idea how bad it was.
Becky, you're amazing. We're so scared of you. Please spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we take them down. Amazing. Thank you. Or Pam. That was Pam. Becky's up next, and then Lex. Thank you.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist owned documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility. My credibility has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today,
to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, get to Alex taking over. Final segment. I'm trying to get to everybody here. Let's go to Becky in New York, then Lex. Go ahead, Becky.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
Hi. I love your show, and I love you, and we listen to you every day, me and my four-year-old daughter. And I know you got a little girl, too. And I haven't heard anybody call in about the Blue's Clues Transparade yet.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen it. Literal Baphomet, mock human sacrifice, big, fat, training kids. It's nightmarish.
Yes, and I took her to a well check the other day, and they said, well, if you want her to go to school, she's due for 4 vaccines. And I declined because I want to find out more about them.
Yeah, and there's no law. It's all a hoax. Exactly. You can't trust any of the shots.
Yeah, and I heard you say before, too, that your daughter goes to, like, a Christian school, maybe, or a private school.
Yes.
So maybe if I did that, then they wouldn't require so much of the vaccine.
Well, it's better for her not to be in school than take these poison shots. They're lacing them all, not just the mRNA shot.
Right. So, and they looked at me like I had 3 heads, but we listen to you every day. My car is an InfoWars all over the back, and I got a lot of people giving me the thumbs up when they go by, and other people ask questions, and I think I woke a lot of people up. So I just want to thank you.
Becky, don't thank me. We're in this together. Protect your daughter at all costs, and we love you and we appreciate you. Anything else you want to add?
No, we love you too, and I got your back.
Thank you. All right, let's talk to Lex in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Lex.
Hey, Van Helsing. First, money idea. It's been a while since you did a money bomb, maybe like an election midterm money bomb, 48-hour call.
No, we definitely need to. We're going to do an auction, too. I'm going to sell my Hellcat, sell the armored truck, all of it. We're all in to keep InfoWars on the air. It's that serious.
Mm-hmm. And I, unfortunately, I have to disagree with you with Russia being behind technologically with the U.S. I think it's one of Biden's bad blunders that, you know, he's given up, like, drone frequencies and maybe how to counter.
Well, no, I don't think the Russians are behind on some things, but I think their main military is not as big as ours, hasn't been as many wars as ours.
And, you know, you have to look at their economy, you know, and how they do their military over there. You know, for one F-35, it's $90 million here, where Russia's fifth generation aircraft, like the Checkmate, is like $35 million or a third the cost. And also, you know, Russia has the Typhoon submarine, which U.S. does not have, the world's largest submarine, which carries.
Well, there's no doubt they've got a big nuclear arsenal, and I'm not saying we should win a war with Russia. I'm just saying I don't think things are going well for Russia in Ukraine. They're in a direct war with NATO. They're not just fighting Ukrainians.
I agree. And also, you know, they have expiration dates on this military equipment. Even like the bombs and highly volatile explosives, you know, they have to get used up by a certain amount of time And the nuclear bomb numbers are way off because the way they classify the nuclear arsenals worldwide, they can just separate the physics package or the guts of the nuclear bomb from like a delivery device. And, you know, they're stored in different facilities in both the U.S. and in Russia.
Yeah, there's a lot more nukes than they say. Exactly.
There's a huge threat for like escalation, you know, like apocalyptic nuclear war. And I just wish not to have nuclear war.
Well, I mean, that's what Elon Musk says, but he's a bad guy now. All right. Thank you, Lex. Moss and Eric, we're getting good about this. I'm going to take calls again tomorrow. If you want to give us your name and number, we will call you back. You'll be first in line. I got to go. Kate Daly's about to take over. Owen Schroyer is in 57 minutes with the War Room, Infowars.com/show. And again, only way this signal of resisting the tyrants gets out is when you spread it. I'm not just patting you on the head. You are everything, viewers and listeners. You are what they fear is this community. So take the live feed now at Infowars.com/show. Kate Daly's got a huge hour lined up for you. And tell folks tune into the War Room, 3 p.m. today. Owen Schroyer, 8 a.m. every morning. Harrison Smith and American Journal with calls and great guests and Harrison's analysis every weekday morning, 8 a.m. It's so precious. I appreciate this crew, all they've gone through. I appreciate our listeners. You're an incredible family. And we are just in the middle of the new world order now. All right, Kate Daly, syndicated talk show host, takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. We'll be right back. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, Band.video. That's the coordinates for freedom. We'll be right back. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Thanks, Alex. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour, and I'm from katedalyradio.com, The Kate Daly Show. So happy to be here. Boy, you've made it through pretty much half your week. I know you're probably looking forward to another weekend so you can escape again from the crazy. Feels like that, doesn't it? You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with somebody about politics, and the consensus of, I don't want to talk about politics. You know, you've probably heard that. You probably heard family members say that and friends. And you know what my response to that is? You mean you don't want to talk about evil? You don't want to talk about Satan? You don't want to talk about all the things that affect your life on a daily basis? Because that's what it is. That's what it is. How do you think it does what it's going to do? And I'm talking about evil. It does what it's going to do because it can make its mark through what we consider politics to be. Politics is no longer something that, you know, we just differ on where the tax money goes. For years and years, I think people really thought that. The difference between a Democrat and a Republican was how they were going to spend the money, right? And, of course, some social issues. But it's turned into so much more than that. If you don't talk about politics, you're not talking about how your life is affected on a daily basis right now. So I want to talk about, I want to bring some things to the forefront. You've probably heard some of these things, most of them even, maybe all of them, who knows. But things that strike me that it's just unbelievable and new in the headlines. So we have Puerto Rican Joe. Puerto Rican Joe now. I thought he was like corn pop and by the pool, you know, with all the kids in the neighborhood. I thought Steve Martin. Yes, the Steve Martin. I was raised a poor black child. I thought that was his story that he was trying to sell. No, nope, now he's Puerto Rican. He's Puerto Rican. He can lie. And here's the point. He can lie over and over and over again. and no one will call him on it in the media. Can you imagine being so soulless that you would go along with that and never bring up the many, many lies that he talks about from his little pulpit, his little red in the back, red, vibrant pulpit? It's really amazing what they get away with when they own the media and the FBI. It really is. And it never ceases to amaze me. You know, I look at Hormala. That's what I call her, because she whored her way up to the top. But Hormala, just take Hormala. All of you Floridians that are not the right shade of color to receive help, our hearts go out to you because you have a really racist, completely racist president and vice president, because all they ever want to do is talk about color. And they're in the same groups as the Nazis. They're in the same groups, and it's a real lovely, lovely society of these people when you're right there with those kinds of individuals who can only talk about race and focused about race. The rest of the country, the majority, we could care less. We could care less. It's not a thing. But there she is. Oh, yeah, that's right. She's Indian, isn't she? Anyway, I guess everybody's pretending to be every culture today. Okay. And I'm sure when Biden goes to India at some point, he'll tell everybody he was born in an Indian neighborhood, drove a cart around, you know, because you got to go with it, right? So I'm watching these lies, and I'm watching a media that just absolutely doesn't even want to hear what's going on, doesn't even want to talk about it. But they're not who runs the country. Who runs the country is behind them. The bureaucrats, the unelected bureaucrats, the people that have been in power forever, the Dick Cheneys, the you name it, those little evil people are running this country. Not necessarily Biden and Hormala. King Fraud-A-Lot and Hormala have nothing to do with this country. Really. They're just the spokesmen. And I think that they want you to see what morons they are 24/7 so that you can just go, he's a moron. He's not just a moron. He's not just a moron. He's been living off the government for over 50 years. He's never held a job. He's so corrupt and so traitorous. He should have been brought up on charges a long time ago. But he won't be. And they want you to focus on he's just a moron. He's just a moron. They love it when we do that. They're hanging that out so that we will say that. So that we're just kind of focused on, he's a doofus. Well, everybody knows he's a doofus. He always was a doofus. That's why he couldn't even get his own party to vote for him. The most he got, 16%. So let's go here. Banks, climate change drills. The banks are, the Federal Reserve is holding a climate change drill. I know you're probably confused. What do you mean? What does that look like? We've never actually been affected by climate change. Yeah, I know. Anyway, the Federal Reserve is working with six big banks, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo. Isn't that where all the drug money goes? Anyway, to Fells Wargo. Anyway, in a climate risk analysis exercise that's set to begin next year, these analysts are going to examine the resiliency of financial institutions under different hypothetical climate scenarios and claim it will not have capital consequences. I'm so confused. I'm as confused as Joe Biden being a Puerto Rican. The climate narrative is the primary tool to implement ESG, environmental, social, and governance movement. I've been talking about the Chinese social score for 7 years, and everybody thought I was nuts when I brought it up the first time. Alex Jones has been talking about it for a long time, too. Journalist Jordan Schachtel said that the pro-ESG institutions are committed to attacking free market principles by means of deception. You think? all for climate, all for Mother Earth. You gotta love it. I also wanted to mention that Zelma, or whatever her name is, I don't even really know, because Velma, the Scooby-Doo character, the pudgy short one that wears the combat boots and no makeup and glasses, not the pretty one, came out of the closet in their new Halloween trick-or-treat cartoon for kids. This is happening all the time, more and more. And I don't know what to say about this other than, if we don't start being the kind of parents and grandparents who are adamantly watching this stuff and making sure that you see this stuff before your kid, then it's on us. We're to blame. We're to blame. We can't put our heads in the sand any longer. This is politics. It's used by politics. And of course, I'm sure the writer or the creator of this show just went, ooh, just could not wait to do that. Wanted to come out of the closet for a long time. This agenda is in our kids' faces 24/7. I know you know this, but we have to make sure that our kids are understanding what this agenda is all about. We need to have more frank talks with our kids. Absolutely, because it's in the cartoons. It's in the cartoons. So grotesque. They're so after our kids right now. It's not even funny. They also, National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration also talked about the fact they came out and said there has been zero rise in sea level in all of recorded history. You heard me. Zero, zero rise in all of recorded history for the sea. What does that tell you? That tells you that that's just one more nail in the coffin to the fact that the climate change Mother Earth agenda is one of the biggest, most sweeping hoaxes of our lifetime. You know, I think COVID's bad because it involves the medical community, and now I don't have that same faith in doctors at all, and I think they're lunatics that follow along with this. But when you really look at it, this climate agenda has been on the books for 60 years, and it's not going anywhere. And they are going to continue on with us. By the way, you know, I talked a little bit about the pipelines last week, but, and of course we did it. Is there anybody out there doubting that? It's just getting more obvious. They're just selling it in a different way, to us, but, and telling us, of course, it had to be Russia. Does anyone actually believe that anymore? Natural gas for the first 4 months of 2022. We were exporting 74% of its liquefied natural gas to Europe. This was already in the works. This is why they could stand there in February. King Fraud-A-Lot could say, if they do anything, we're going to hit the pipelines. On camera. Yeah, on camera. So we started sending that liquefied natural gas the first 4 months of 2022 before he ever said that, in preparation, knowing this was where we were going to go, right? And I have a little bit more on that too. I have so much in this hour. So you have to stay tuned. You just have to. Don't go anywhere. Park the car. And I'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. And boy, do I have some stuff when we come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vazobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So glad you're joining me for this hour. Really appreciate that because we have a lot to go over. There are so many things. It's going to seem a little ADD. I'm going to seem like I'm jumping around just a little bit for a moment, but there's just too many things to not bring up. Today's headline of Biden pleading, please for OPEC to give us oil. They think we're that stupid. They think we are this stupid. In fact, the pleas, I mean, my gosh, we own them. So here we are with the pleas for oil, and then they're saying no. And then what's the reason? What's the reason? Oh, because we're about to go into a recession. A recession they created. We created. It's comical. At best, it's comical. And they have a picture of King Fraud-a-Lot with his head in his hand. Oh, gosh, I'm trying, America. Trying to get you some oil. It's all manufactured. It was one of the craziest headlines, and I thought, they jumped the shark. Remember when Fonzie jumped the shark and it ruined the happy days? They jumped the shark. And they're basically now at a point where they think we're so stupid that they think people will actually believe that. Oh, Biden tried. Oh, golly. He tried. You know, he went to him and he said, please. Oh my gosh, we own him. Anyway, yeah, just making this worse. And all I kept thinking of was we're just making this worse and worse and worse. And it's getting more and more manufactured as we go. And these steps, of course, will do what it's going to do to gas and oil and put us in their agenda. It's like the banks doing a climate change drill. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely asinine. We also have the, now you probably heard about this a couple years ago, but they've ramped up and I wanted to let you know about the, Dichotomy card, the Do Black. The Do Black card came out of, Switzerland, and this thing is a monstrosity. Basically, it is a card, like a credit card, right? And it tracks and measures, your environmental impact. Yeah. They teamed up with MasterCard. And now they're in 33 countries. They're active in 33 countries. So when you have fulfilled your carbon footprint, whatever the hell that is, how do you measure that? I'm just wondering because, you know, you can't. Then it's all made up. Then basically they cut you off. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of martyrs, a lot of sacrificial martyrs out there, these leftist progressives that will say to themselves, oh, I'm such a good guy. Such a good guy. I'm doing something for Mother Earth. So If you cut me off, that's okay. I don't need to eat because I'm a martyr, giant martyr. And because I believe in this climate, human-caused climate change nonsense. So the Do Black card is basically this card to tell you that you have a carbon footprint and it's affecting everything. And so we're just going to cut you off for the climate. We're going to make it so you can't buy food because, you know, the climate. Does it make sense? Of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. But they'll be cramming this down our throats. So IKEA even joined in. IKEA. If you'd like cheap furniture, IKEA is your guy. So IKEA is now in the Inga group. So it is beyond what I can even comment on at this point that somebody would be that stupid to go and restrict themselves by getting this stupid Do Black card. But it's active in 33 countries. It's going to manage the CO2 impact of your spending. How does that work exactly? When I buy milk, what's my carbon footprint? Oh, that's right. I don't have one. Okay, so that'll be fun. I'm always interested in technique. I'm always interested in how they do things, and I study history a lot, and I'll bring some history into this in the next part of the hour. But I'm always interested in technique for the reason of how do they do what they do. For some reason, human behavior just, I don't know, there's something about that I'm always aware of, and I always want to get down to why and how did we end up here. Because I think a lot of people are sitting there stunned, deer in a headlight kind of thing. But I'll give you an example in a small town scenario such as mine. I live in a small town suburb, okay, and about 150,000 people. And it was interesting because we have this college, and we hired some outside people to come in to take over this college. And the first thing they wanted to do was get rid of the name because they thought it was offensive. And they were successful. They lied about the polls. They told huge lies to do it. And they were able to absolutely manipulate the removal of the name to name it something very generic and stupid. Then, on top of that, they hired a provost who came in from, of course, California. I'm from California, so I can make fun of California all day long. But from California. And no lie, this guy stood up a month ago and basically told the staff, told the faculty, they would be pushing sustainable goals of the UN in every classroom, every day, in every lesson. I know. I was feeling the same way as you are right now. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. It's not about any of the courses they teach. It's always going to be about the messaging. And this guy, this total turd, was turd sandwich, was talking to, and just the most pompous, you know, oh, we're gonna save the planet, and this little college is gonna save the planet, and then appointed himself the arbiter of fake news, what's fake news, what's not, and that we should all go to the college to find out what's fake and what's not, because they're gonna tell us, the brainwashed climate change Mother Earth folk, the UN folk are going to tell us what's true and what's not, because, you know, they're so intelligent. Yeah. And also they put themselves in charge of the city. They're in charge of water now. They're in charge of roads. They put themselves as the advisory board. They don't have this role, but they wanted to make sure that we all knew that they were now in charge and nobody else was. Really interesting. And if we don't expose that, if we don't say, this is what they're doing with the people in college, this is what they're messaging to them. They kept referring to the college students as kids. They're kids. And if they don't show up to class, you go and get them, faculty members. You call them relentlessly. You go get them back to class. They have to be here, you know, for the brainwashing. They have to be here. And I thought, they're adults. They're over the age of 18. What in the world? And if I wouldn't have played that tape on my show, I mean, how would we even know that that was actually going on? It's probably going on at a school near you. Just haven't realized it yet. These are the things we fail to see as a citizenry in pointing out and saying, oh my gosh, these things are going on right now. A friend of mine called me up and said, you know, hey, my kid says that no one in class except for two people maybe are standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. And why? Because of slavery. This is what the teachers are putting, kind of this kind of garbage in their head, right? Getting them to hate this country. You're not standing there and pledging for slavery. We ended slavery. We were the country that really got that going and made sure that the rest of the countries, even before we became a country, started stepping in and getting rid of slavery, thanks to America. But you are pledging for the country that provided liberty and freedom and religious freedom for the first time in history. Remind your kids and grandkids of this, because they're getting told that we're a terrible country of just slavery, so don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. How sad is that? Ugh, I'll be right back. Kate Daly, your guest host.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine, documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today, because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. Kate Daly, your guest host, katedalyradio.com. I'm so glad to be able to share these things with you because, I swear to you, doing this for a living is, it's actually cathartic. It's actually really good to get this stuff off my chest. Because you just can't believe how things are imploding right now, but they are. And here's the good news though. We're going to get through this. We really are. We know who wins. We know who wins. So, you know what? You'll get through this. Trust in that struggle. You'll get through it. And, everybody has a struggle out there. I get it, but you'll get through this. You will. And we're going to find ways. We're going to find ways to screw with them. We really are. Screw with their data. You know what I mean? They rely heavily on data. So mess with it. You know? Check boxes, that, aren't you. Make sure, you know, they aren't your nationality. Do stuff with the data that, and, you know, that screws up their data and their numbers. And then also there's lots of ways we can do things to kind of help this, to thwart a little bit of what's going on, but it's going to be exposing all of this so people can understand. When I was talking about my hometown, it was interesting because I live in a really conservative area. It's really well known as being a conservative area, but we have a total joke for a governor, who licks Biden's boots endlessly. And so the problem I've been seeing lately as I've been covering this for over a decade, I'm going on 11 years now. And the one thing that they started referring to the people as, in county meetings and city meetings was, the audience. You're the audience instead of the citizenry, you know, as in their bosses. They don't mention it anymore. They talk about you as an audience. They're reducing public comment. They are, hijacking salaries like crazy. They're making more than anyone in your city is making. They are making up reasons, to boost the budgets and have their hands out to the feds continuously. There's a lot of that going on and the reliance on the state to tell them what to do when, instead of just acting in behalf of the citizenry. The only way we're ever going to thwart this or stop this truly, besides messing and screwing around with their data, is to basically, make sure that your local government presence is not getting away with the things that they're trying to do to you. Because I promise you, if I live in a really conservative area and this is going on and it's completely out in the open, I mean, they don't even care anymore. It's going on in your area too. So we have to pay a lot more attention. Listen to those speeches, go to those meetings, be present in the audience and let them know that you care. In fact, when they tried to tax us here, 200 people showed up and said, oh no, you're not. And they couldn't tax us. They couldn't do it. So it was a made up tax. So that's the kind of thing we have to be doing all the time. Another thing I wanted to mention too was they came out with a report on cannabis and pot, and they said that it's leading to all kinds of, you know, psychotic problems because they're upping the doses. And there are people that they try to up the doses for that have been on it a long time, get used to it. And so then when somebody young tries it for the first time, they're trying a really potent dose. And this is happening in a lot of areas. You know, I am all for medical cannabis. I'm all for those kinds of things because we used it forever and ever before pharma came along and then set out an agenda by the Rockefellers to get rid of it. To get rid of cannabis in any shape or form and make sure that only pharma was the ones that prevailed when they started owning the AMA, the American Medical Association. We used it and we used it a lot and it was good. There was a lot of good to it and there was a lot of good to homeopathic and plants and herbs of which that is. But now they're starting to cut a lot more into it and I had interviewed a doctor who was one of the biggest doctors in the country over addiction. And he said, I'm all for it, but there's something wrong with how they're growing it right now and how they are making it so potent. I think they want us to be schizophrenic and psychotic. I think that the plan all along has been to make sure that this is legalized because I think the more mental problems they can create, they're happy. They're happy. They can put anybody and everybody into a mental asylum. I think they've reached their goal. Seriously. You're either going to be a mental patient because you're a patriot or maybe you're real, you know, have a real psychosis due to all the pot smoking. I don't know, but people better be real careful if they're smoking it to make sure that it's not these potent doses that are going out too. So that was in the news too. And I was, well, anyway, I mean, you know that there's certain reasons that they want that, right? I mean, there's a lot that has to do with the drug cartel. that make the world go round and have for a long time. Drug cartels bolstered up the crown. Drug cartels have bolstered up everybody. And this is why the open borders as well. They won't fight the borders. They never will. They never will. All right. So Gavin Newsom, John Rappaport did a great, hat tip to him, did a great report on his father that worked with the Nazi on a lot of different issues. And somehow Gavin, who pretended to be poor, okay, pretended he had this hard luck life. They all do. And then, of course, ended up being groomed by the young globalist, the global leaders group, right? Klaus Schwab's group. It came out that universal payments are a thing. They don't have to pass universal payments under the headline anymore. All they have to do is they got 23 million qualifying taxpayers expected to receive $1,500 in bribes, with smaller payments going to higher earners, of course. You know, anyone over 150,000, right? The payments are technically tax refunds. That's how they're classifying it. A tax refund that will start going out October 7th and are meant to help addressing rising costs. Here is your money for your inflation as we're raping you blind. Yeah, it makes total sense, doesn't it? So, of course, instead of calling it universal, which they could not get away from, remember Andrew and his universal payments? Well, so what they're doing is they're saying, yes, our progressive policies are making the inflation happen, so we're going to fleece you more and then give you a little pittance to pay for it. And people will come to rely on that. It's really, really pathetic. And it's, of course, it's Socialism USA. But you know what's interesting about this is it's beyond socialism and communism now. And I don't know if a lot of people are getting that. It's globalism. Globalism is a whole different brand of communism and socialism together. Totally different. And the reason it's different is because communism would happen within one land. It would happen to a country, right? Within the parameters of that country. Horrible, yes. Terrible, of course, and harmful because many, many would die. But when you start going in a global fashion, when everything is global, but they get you to volunteer for it, they get you to volunteer yourself, just like the Do Black card, get you to volunteer to buy into the whole Mother Earth crap load of lies. When they can get an entire world to toss away their sovereignty, hate their country, right? That's what they're teaching the youth right now. Don't even stand for that pledge. Hate your country. Your country's terrible. No, it's not. It's the best country on earth. We established liberty, true liberty. That is something these kids should be so thankful for. And tell them to get the hell up off their chairs and start standing up for that. Or they're going to lose the only gift they've ever had. That is the most important gift. But it is truly amazing that these globalists, because this is on steroids, it's communism on steroids. So when people say communism and socialism, they're doing a disservice. Really, it's globalism. And that's what's winning out in California. He's actually going to be probably running for president unless they knock off Joe. Who knows? If they knock off Joe, I can't. You know, the words can't express the election coups going on. Words cannot express the election fraud. And by the way, nobody on the right is doing anything about it. They're putting their heads in the sand and pretending it's not there and that it's all foreign influences. Can you even imagine? Even some of your favorites, even some of those, but I like this politician. He's my favorite. Really? Has he done anything at all for election fraud? Nope. Big zero. Big fat zero. And so when I come back, I want to talk for a moment about the global leaders and also how long does it take a country to put people into a famine? How long does that process take? Well, all we have to do is study history a little bit to find out. So when I come back, we'll find that out. Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Jimmy Wales, founder of Wikipedia, all these people in the young global leaders with Gavin Newsom. That's where.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the Global Stone documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine, documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. Happy to be here. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for katedalyradio.com. This hour has gone by so fast. I can't believe we're in the last leg of this hour. I wanted to talk about young global leaders for a moment because, you know, I'm always interested in technique. Before, when we, like, say, World War One, and I've mentioned this before, when we wanted the Bolsheviks to get into Russia and pretend that it was a natural, organic uprising, we put them on trains that went through Europe, and we made sure that Stalin arrived and the Bolsheviks arrived. They killed off the family that was obviously the hierarchy, the Romanovs of Russia. And they definitely orchestrated and manufactured World War One to happen. Because if you look in the history books, it's always going to be, well, Germany would have taken over the world. Really? Think about that for a moment. You really think that could have happened? That's the lie we were sold on. And they provoked this war to happen. And so how did they do it? Well, they delivered the Bolsheviks into Russia to start this, just like they do all kinds of other groups in all these other countries throughout the decades to provoke a regime change. And that's exactly what that was. It was a regime change, okay? So they're still doing the regime change. That hasn't changed. Venezuela is another example of a regime change. They successfully couped and put in Chavez. And so, of course, you know, the country goes downhill and you start to see famine and you start to see these things happen. But one of the ways they're doing it, and I'll even take from Klaus Schwab, that evil little turd. Anyway, I'll talk about his statement because it's really, really telling. The Young Global Leaders, also known as the YGL, Young Global Leaders for Tomorrow, Globalist Elite Forum, right? And this was founded by Klaus. And then, of course, managed in Switzerland. And it has had different names. It was founded in 1993. And then, of course, started naming and having grooming all of these people for world elitist titles. It's kind of like the Olympics. That's what they call themselves too, the Olympians, by the way. Anyway, these group of elite. But they have just about everybody involved in this, everybody in business. So the founder of Wikipedia, the founder of Facebook, the president of the Rockefeller Foundation, the co-founder of PayPal, the founder of Dig, the founder and CEO of YouTube, the CEO of Skype. I mean, all of them, all the world leaders, Zelensky, Jacinda, Trudeau, Gruesome, all of these people have been in this club and named in this club. And so here is a statement. So this was so interesting to me. I wanted to share this with you. 2017 interview, Klaus Schwab said that the Russian President Putin had been recognized as a young global leader. Now, it's not on the books, but he came out and he said that he had been recognized as one of these young global leaders of his, and also mentioned Trudeau. And of course, how proud he was of Trudeau. And then, of course, he mentioned Merkel of Germany. Just pick a world leader. And they were probably part of Klaus's little club. And so he said about Trudeau, we penetrate the cabinet. That's what we do. We penetrate the cabinet. So telling, right? So he said he was at a, you know, reception for Trudeau, half of his cabinet, and actually led by young global leaders, of course. And he mentioned Putin a second time, and it was shown in a documentary. Interesting, right? And that relationship goes back clear to 1992. Schwab and Vladimir. Interesting. Just kind of have that roll around in your brain for a moment. Right when it was getting going, why would Putin be friends with Klausy boy? Kissinger and Klaus are pretty close. It's all interesting, isn't it? When you really look under the hood to see who's in the club and who's not. But I did want to mention the people in the club are a very interesting group, right? You have the Prime Minister of Hungary, the President of France, Prime Minister of Belgium, Finland, Germany. Sure. You have, oh my gosh, Slovenia. Anyone located in finance serves as a prime minister of finance, part of the club. Okay. You also have the head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund. I thought we were playing like good guy, bad guy theater. Anyway. So you also have, some conservatives among the group, which I thought was strange. They named Dan Crenshaw amongst the group, Maria Bartiromo. Who is Fox News, you know, Mornings with Maria. She was on the Young Global Leaders Board of Directors. You have, boy, it's a long list. I mean, it's crazy long. In fact, lots of actors, even, Ashton Kutcher was on there. Yeah. Isn't that strange? A lot of different actors, the soccer player, the annoying one with the hair, the one that, is just pro global, whatever, that one, Megan Rapinoe. Of course, Zelensky, is on their little, list. And all of these people are all given the, you're A-okay by Klaus Schwab because you are bringing our agenda. And like he said, like he admitted, They're penetrating the cabinets. Tom Cotton, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Buttigieg. We called him Buttigieg forever, but Pete Buttigieg, Tom Cotton, Dan Crenshaw, Tulsi Gabbard. And Nikki Haley was on the list too. Interesting. It kind of gives you the idea that maybe there's just more of a giant club going on with all kinds of players. And that's why I say, even sometimes when you have your heroes, what have they actually done? If you can list for me what they've actually done, just like if I ask you about the Board of Education, the feds controlling education since 1980, can you tell me that we've been better off with them? See, you can't. Just like your politicians right now, I don't care who your favorites are. If they've been there more than a term, they're probably not doing much. And I hate saying that because I want to have some faith in someone, right? But that's DC. Like Klaus Schwab said, we penetrate the cabinets. We take over from there. But you know what? He's still one guy. And he has all these little minions working for him. That's fine. But we're still bigger than what they could ever be. I just hope we always realize that. Our populace is bigger. God is bigger. God can perform more miracles than they can all do with all their little evil ways. We actually can win if we put our heads to it and decided that we were going to out this stuff and make sure people knew. So how long does it take to do a famine? You know, it took about 2 years from start to finish to starve the Ukrainian people. And isn't it interesting that Ukrainians back in the news, right? Ukraine. But it took about 2 years to do that. Started giving farmland to away, started taking farmland from people. And when the starvation, when they started the famine and it wasn't working, they went into their homes and took the food. And then the penalty of death was given for those hiding food. That's how they had to do it. And of course, they never recognized this. It wasn't the Holodomor wasn't even recognized as it should be in Russia and in the Ukraine until like 2008. They were never recognizing it as a genocide. But it took about 2 years to control, to penetrate the cabinet and control the food and to starve people out. When we say, you know, get food storage and make sure you're bulked up on things, just be real smart about everything you're doing right now. Just be real smart about it. And things I don't even want to talk about here, but you know what I mean? Just be smart. And in that 2 years, just like Venezuela, you know, the CIA puts, Chavez in with his little group that looks like they're kind of like the Bolsheviks. They look like some organic group. They're not totally orchestrated. They had statements all prepared even before all that happened. The CIA did. And so, of course, there's lots of file requests that prove that. But I just, when I'm looking at these countries and I'm looking at how they're doing things, their technique, how are they doing it? How long does it take? How long until we start to see the shortages that we know are coming? And we have to be smarter. We have to maybe invest some money into preparations for what we're going to do. Are you in a community of people that are like-minded? Are you around people that you trust? And I know that's hard. I know that's really hard because you might have to move. But I would definitely get away from the big cities. And in this country, it's always harder to do what they want to do, and it always takes more time to do it. So I always remember that in the back of my mind. Don't be panicked. Don't be full of fear. Just be smart about this. Make preparations because you know where they try to go. Are they going to follow in the footsteps of Russia, of Venezuela? They could. They could. And that's the whole point. Don't ever underestimate what they can do. But trust in God that He has some plans too. We're not left out there alone. That I know for sure. You guys, thanks. It's been a thrill. Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. Thank you, Alex. And I hope everyone has a great day.
I have been in a 28- 28-
28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you, and I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.